In the Dugout, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, here's KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to American Legion Baseball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings 5 points back and Seward in one single seven-inning ball game here this evening as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Steve Illingworth and coach a Class B opponent coming here in here tonight in Seward, but a good chance for you guys to get back on the diamond.
Yeah, after last night's disappointment, I think they're ready to get back out and prove they can hit the ball tonight. As you know, we had a pretty poor night offensively, but that was due to Momsberger, and I didn't realize it, but he's going to Creighton to pitch, and he looked like somebody that should go to Creighton to pitch. I wish he'd have been there last night instead of here at Duncan Field.
Hastings with just two base hits in the ball game last night against Grand Island after, 53 hits in five ball games over the weekend.
And like I said, you know, we did not face a pitcher like Momsberger over the weekend. But we faced pitchers from Lincoln East, Lincoln North Star, Lincoln Southeast, Omaha South. So we faced some good pitching, but not the quality we went against last night.
Yeah, the only guy to get a base hit, in fact, he had two of them last night, was Ben Reimer.
Yeah, and I Will Reimer, and I think both of those were infield hits. So it wasn't like he was smoking the ball either. So we're hoping to up the offensive production tonight. Got a first-time starter tonight. He's pitched some in relief in Jonah Schultz, so hope we can put up some runs early for him so he kind of gets in a comfort zone.
Yeah, the unluckiest guy on your team is going to be Xander Schmidt. He threw against Kearney last week, went seven innings, and gave up just four base hits against Kearney. Last night, he goes seven innings and threw a two-hitter against a very good Grand Island team and came out with a loss. So, well, he's pitched 14 innings in the last 2 weeks and given up six hits.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the stat sheet this morning after putting him in to his totals, he's under 2.0 earned run average, 1.0 something. He's been very unlucky. He's pitched two great games in a row. That's going to turn itself around. Part of the, I think he's 1-2 for the year, but part of that is, we're only pitching him once a week because we understand that his arm's very important to us for area tournament. And two, we pitch him against some of the toughest teams we play. So he's going to get the toughest competition. So he's going to get some wins. He's going to have some nights when we're going to bang the ball for him, and he's going to be fine.
Hastings, of course, playing in the area tournament at the end of July. So now's the time we start to kind of maneuver and get into position maybe to make a run.
Yeah, the lineup's going to get solidified after this weekend pretty much. After this weekend, we start a 13-game homestand in the season. And we have a really tough weekend ahead. Everybody's going to get their shot, and they're going to get a chance to produce against some really good competition. So I'm looking forward to this weekend, see how we compete, and then really looking forward to 13 games at home.
Are we still, pitching-wise, are we still looking for maybe that fourth or fifth starter, or things are starting to solidify there?
Actually, we have five that we're pretty confident in. This weekend, the rotation's going to be Spilenick, who's got four wins, Williams, I think he's got a couple wins, Bender and Gatz, and then you got X in there, and so we got five pretty strong guys. When they're on, any one of those five can beat any Class A team.
All right, it's Seward in here tonight to take on Hastings 5 points back. Come back and talk about them as our pregame show continues after this.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Back with Hastings 5 points back, head coach Steve Illingworth. It's Hastings 5 points back. And Seward in here tonight at Duncan Field. Coach, this is a team that in the spring, during their high school round, they qualified for the state tournament, actually went 1-2 at the state tourney, so they have capabilities here.
They do. I think they finished eighth or ninth in Class B, final top 10. So it's the type of team that scares me in that, we play such great competition, and then you got to get the players in the mindset that anyone can beat them. I know last year Aurora came into Duncan and beat us towards the end of the season, because we kind of took it for granted we'd walk on the field and win. So tonight we need, even though it's hot, we need a lot of energy to start this game.
It could be a tough spot for you guys after the big emotional ball game last night against Grand Island.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they respond. You know, it was they were really down after that loss. I think they felt going in that they were going to win that game. It was a hot night. It's a hot day today. So I'll be watching real close to see how we come out.
And Jonas Schultz will get his first start for Hastings 5 points back here tonight. Like you mentioned, a reliever most of the way, but tonight he gets a first start.
Yeah, Jonah hasn't had much chance to pitch, mainly because Jonah is one of our younger guys. He could actually play down this year on Johnson Imperial, but we brought him up for depth at third base, and he's done very well there. And we've thrown him a few spots in relief, but and Jonah has two more years after this year, so it shows you the kind of youth that we're putting out there tonight. But if Jonah keeps the ball down, he'll be fine.
We're playing this Class B opponent tonight. Do we take a look at a couple of other guys on the mound tonight, get him some extra innings, or what do you think?
You know, it just depends on Jonah. You know, if I got a pitcher goes out there and he's got a chance to throw a complete game and he's putting him away, I'll let him finish it. On the other hand, if he's struggling a little bit, you may see two or three other guys tonight.
Basically going with our regular lineup here tonight as well.
Yeah, pretty much our regular lineup. Kyle Goldenstein, I'm giving him a break tonight, giving Mason Spilinick a break tonight. You know, they never want to sit. They always want to play every night, but I try to kind of rotate this around a little bit, give them all a night off now and then. Because we still are at the point where we have, I think, 19 games left in the season. And the most important thing to me is that they get their reps, but they aren't worn out when we get to area.
All right, good luck today.
Thank you.
Steve Illingworth, head coach for Hastings 5 points Bank. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Seward tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the Dugout has been brought to you by Vaughn's Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard, Hastings. For envelopes, letterhead, brochures, business cards, newsletters, or forms, remember Vaughn's Printers. Stay tuned for the first pitch straight ahead on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 KHAS Radio.
At 5 points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. 5 points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $60 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
Today's American Legion baseball game is brought to you by KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local businesses supporting local athletics. Now once again, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to a hot and steamy Duncan Field here tonight. American Legion baseball coverage on 1230 KHAS. The Seward Blue Jays in town to take on Hastings 5 points Bank here tonight in a single seven-inning ball game as we get ready to go to the second game of a two-game homestand for Hastings before they head to the Mike Peterson tournament in Lincoln coming up this weekend. I'm Mike Will and call the play-by-play for you tonight. Hastings coming in a record of 15 wins and 19 losses on the season. Hastings dropping a game last night to Grand Island Home Federal by the score of 4-0. Each pitcher threw a two-hitter in the ball game last night. Will Bomsberger for Grand Island Home Federal. Xander Schmidt for Hastings 5 points Bank. The difference was the four errors that Hastings had in the third and fourth innings. Grand Island playing all four of their runs in those two innings, and that was all they needed as they knocked off Hastings 5 points Bank for the second time this season, winning last night by a score of 4-0. Xander Schmidt, a tough loss for Hastings last night, pitched seven innings. Gave up four runs, two base hits. He walked six and struck out three. Will Bomsberger, the Creighton recruit, he gave up only two base hits for Grand Island. Hastings again committed four errors in the ballgame. Will Reimer had the only two base hits for Hastings in the contest last night against Grand Island. That came off of the heels of a tournament over the weekend. Hastings was able to hammer out 53 base hits in five ball games, going 3-2 in the weekend tournament. So Hastings trying to get their bats alive here against the Class B opponent in Seward, who comes in here a mark of 10 wins and 5 losses on the season. Seward played spring baseball during their high school season, and Seward finished 11-6 during the spring, actually qualifying for the Class B state baseball tournament. They went 1-2 down at state, so Seward a very capable team. As the coach mentioned in the pregame show, last year Aurora, another Class B opponent, came in to Duncan Field and upset Hastings 5 points back here in American Legion baseball action. So Hastings will have to be ready here tonight for a very good Seward ball club as they get ready to get back on the winning track here as they enter that tough tournament coming up this weekend in Lincoln. Your starting lineups tonight are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. Starting lineups for Hastings here tonight, they will go with Xander Schmidt as a designated hitter. He'll lead things off for Hastings in the batting order. Xander now hitting at .343. Graham Schneider will bat second. He'll be out in center field tonight. His batting average is sitting at .257. Matt Karloff will play in left field tonight. Karloff batting third. His average is sitting at .307. Ryan Bender will be your first baseman. He'll bat fourth. His average is now sitting at .330. Pat Opperman will be the catcher tonight for Hastings. He'll bat fifth. His average is at .279. Will Reimer will be your shortstop. Reimer will bat sixth with a batting average of .289. Blaine Gatz will bat seventh. He'll be at third base tonight. His batting average at .269. Nate Williams will be your right fielder. He will bat eighth, and his batting average is sitting at .258. Also, Brandon Panganiban will be in the starting lineup tonight. He'll bat ninth. He'll play at second base. His batting average is sitting at .206. And on the mound tonight for Hastings will be Jonas Schultz, getting his first start at the Hastings 5 Points Bank level here tonight. He's been in relief appearances a couple of times this season. His overall record is at 0-1. His ERA is at 11.11. So Hastings will go with Schmidt, Schneider, and Karloff, Bender, Opperman, and Reimer, Gatz, Williams, and Panganiban in the starting lineup tonight. Defensively, Jonas Schultz on the mound for Hastings 5 Points Bank, coached by Steve Illingworth. Again, they come in a mark of 15 wins and 19 losses on the season. The Seward Blue Jays, they are 10-5. Their starting lineup looks like this. Bryce Rollins will be your pitcher. He'll lead things off for Seward. It'll be Drew Ten Benzel at second base. He will bat second. Brady Trevino will be your shortstop. He'll bat third. We've got Jathith Hartman, your right fielder. He will bat fourth. Trevor Fossler will be your third baseman. He will bat fifth. Zach Klinke will be your first baseman. He'll bat sixth. Seth Fitzke will be your left fielder. He will bat seventh. Keith Wolverton will be your center fielder. He'll bat eighth. And your catcher tonight for Seward will be Jimmy Steinauer. So Seward will go with Rollins and Tim Benzel and Trevino, Hartman, Fossler, and Klinke. Also Fitzke, Wolverton, and Steinauer in the starting lineup here tonight. Your starting lineups are brought to you by 5 Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe, Hastings 5 Points Bank member FDIC. We had a hot and steamy night last night in that ball game against Grand Island, maybe hotter here tonight. Game time temperature is at 96 degrees here at Duncan Field. The winds are out of the northeast at 7 miles per hour. Humidity is sitting at 39%. It feels like 100 degrees here in Hastings this evening as we get ready to go. In fact, the flag right now is limp out in center field, and it's going to be a hot and sticky night here at the ballpark in Hastings. First ball game tonight was won by Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes as they blew out Seward, the score of 19-2. Hastings winning in 4.5 innings tonight. The game stopped after 4.5 innings because of the 10-run rule. Hastings had 19 runs on 13 base hits. They committed one error tonight. Seward had 2 runs on 3 hits. They committed 3 errors in the ball game tonight. Hastings scored 2 runs in the first inning, 6 in the second, 6 in the third, and 5 more in the fourth before the ball game was stopped. Zach Merrill was the winning pitcher for Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes. Jameson Cockrell had a couple of base hits for Hastings Johnson Imperial. Ryan Kern had two base hits. Alex Panganiban had three hits. But again, Hastings Johnson Imperial Holmes with a win tonight over Seward in the juniors ball game by a score of 19-2. We've got the seniors game coming up next between Seward and Hastings 5 Points Bank. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. We'll come back. You're listening to Legion Baseball on 1230 KHAS.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. After the game or anytime, join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field in Hastings, American Legion baseball action here tonight. Seward in town to take on Hastings 5 Points Bank. A single 7-inning ball game here tonight. Jonas Schultz again on the mound for Hastings this evening. His first start on the seniors level. His record is sitting at no wins and one loss. He has thrown just 5 2/3 innings in relief for Hastings this year. He has given up 8 base hits and 14 runs. 9 of those have been earned. 11 base on balls and 2 strikeouts. He has hit 5 batters. And his ERA is sitting at 11.11. 11.11 ERA for Jonas Schultz in 5.67 innings of work here between Hastings and the Seward Blue Jays as we get set to go here tonight at Duncan Field in Hastings. We got the playing of the National Anthem, and we'll get set for baseball. Hastings and Seward tonight on 1230 KHAS. So the playing of the National Anthem here tonight, Hastings and Seward in American Legion baseball coverage on 1230 KHAS. Hastings going to be dressed in their dark blue top uniforms here tonight. Their gray baseball pants trimmed and lettered in the white and the red. I don't know who was in charge of the selection of uniforms here tonight. Hastings wore their whites last night. They're wearing their dark blue tops here tonight as they enjoy the hot weather here. Seward is going to be dressed in their gray uniforms trimmed and lettered in the blue here tonight. I want to put a shout out to Thomas and Barbara Gatz, the grandparents of Blaine Gatz, listening with us tonight in Corpus Christi, Texas. So welcome to Hastings 5 Points Bank baseball tonight. Thomas and Barbara Gatz listening tonight to the broadcast in Corpus Christi, Texas, the grandparents of Blaine Gatz, who's going to be in the starting lineup here tonight for Hastings 5 Points Bank. He'll be at third base, and he'll bat in the number 7 position for head coach Steve Illingworth. Our internet servers here at the ballpark tonight, courtesy of Blue Force Broadband, provided by Glenwood Wireless. They've been serving Central Nebraska for over 50 years. For more information, you can email info@shopglenwood.net, or you can call 866-756-4746. And our internet streaming tonight, courtesy of Hastings College, nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So Jonas Schultz finishing up his warm-up tosses here tonight. Seward will come to bat here in the top half of the first inning. Again, in the first ball game, it was all J.I.H. Johnson Imperial Homes with a big win over Seward, 19-2. Hastings winning tonight after being 10-run last night by Grand Island Wells Fargo. Hastings comes back in grand style and beats Seward as they hammer out 13 base hits tonight to beat the Jays by the score of 19-2. So Jonas Schultz has completed his warm-up tosses here. He's going to be a right-handed thrower for Hastings. Pat Opperman is going to be behind the plate again. It's going to be a tough job behind the dish in this heat at 96 degrees, feeling like 100 out there today. Bryce Rollins is going to be your first batter coming to the plate here for Seward. He will be the pitcher. So we're set to go. American Legion baseball coverage here tonight from 1230 KHIS. Jonas Schultz on the mound. Pat Opperman behind the plate. Ryan Bender at first base. Brandon Panganiban at second base. Will Reimer at shortstop. Blaine Gatz at third. Out in the outfield, Matt Karloff is out in left field. Graham Schneider is out in center. And Nate Williams is out in right field defensively for Hastings here tonight. First pitch by Jonas Schultz is going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Bryce Rollins of Seward. Here comes the next pitch, a breaking pitch. It's going to stay outside for a ball. 1-1 the count. So Steve Illingworth says as long as Jonas Schultz keeps the ball down tonight, he'll be just fine. He'll be right around the strike zone. The next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it's two balls and one strike. If Jonah gets into trouble tonight, you'll probably see a committee of pitchers trot to the hill for Hastings 5 points back here in this one. Probably not using their top five starters in this ball game tonight. There's a pop fly. It's going to stay in the infield, drifting over across the foul line and grabbing the ball. It's going to be Ryan Bender. Bender gets the first out, a foul out from Bryce Rollins on the third pitch of the ball game. And now Drew Tin Benzel coming up there next. He is the second baseman. So Tin Benzel is going to be another right-handed hitter facing the right-handed throwing Jonas Schultz in this ball game here tonight. So just underway, Hastings and Seward here tonight. A Class B opponent in here for Hastings. They have sprinkled their 2012 schedule with a couple of Class B opponents here. After they get back from this tournament from in Lincoln, they got a 13-game homestand to wrap up the regular season. They'll be seeing several Class B opponents here to keep them sharp and get ready for the area tournament coming up in a couple of weeks that Hastings will host here this year at Duncan Field. Two balls and no strikes here to Drew Tin Benzel. Or Seward, he is the second baseman, standing with a club in hand in the right-hand batter's box. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, and it's now three balls and no strikes. So Jonas Schultz has thrown just 5 2/3 innings so far for Hastings on the season. He has walked 11 batters, and he has struck out two. He's threatening to walk his 12th one right here. He's behind in the count of three balls and no strikes. There's a pitch right down Broadway for a strike. Three balls and one strike down to the number two hitter in the batting order for Seward, that is Drew Tin Benzel. Hastings will play him pretty much straight away. Out in the outfield defensively. Center fielder Graham Schneider pulled around maybe a step or two to his right out there. Here's a ball that's hit out in front of the plate, and it's going to work its way over into foul territory here on the first base side. So now after falling behind 3-0, Jonas Schultz has got the count full of three balls and two strikes. So 3-2 to Drew Tin Benzel. Where's number 24 in that gray uniform here for the Seward Blue Jays? Here comes Schultz. He rocks and fires. That pitch is going to be hit down the line in right field, and it's going to curve over in the foul territory. So the count remains at three balls and two strikes. Hastings playing in the Mike Peterson tournament this weekend. In fact, they've got games on the Friday and Saturday, and then they'll see how they do in their pool and play a ball game also on Sunday. They will compete in the National League West. That's a big tournament coming up this weekend in Lincoln. They'll compete with Elkhorn South, Lincoln J.C. Breger, Papillion La Vista South, and Rock Creek of Kansas. There's a ball hit to a short. Will Reimer gets it. He throws it over to first base. That's not in time. Reimer had to move to his right over there at shortstop. He was in the hole, and he had to make a deep throw over to first base. That was not in time as Drew Tin Benzel gets aboard here for the Seward Blue Jays with a base hit. And now Brady Trevino will come up there next. He is a shortstop. In addition to those teams we mentioned, Elkhorn South, J.C. Breger, Papillion La Vista South, Rock Creek of Kansas. Hastings will also face Lincoln Newstop in that tournament on the Friday and Saturday in Lincoln, the Mike Peterson tournament. So Seward has got the first base hit of the ball game here as Drew Tin Benzel reaches the base pads. A throw over to first base from Jonas Schultz. Not in time as Tin Benzel is back in there. Your batter is going to be Brady Trevino. He is a shortstop. He'll bat from the right-hand side as he opens up the stance a little bit as he waits on the pitch here from Jonas Schultz. Pitch is going to be up high for a ball. There's now one ball and no strikes to Brady Trevino. So we'll see what Seward can do on the base pads here. Pat Opperman has had a pretty successful year behind the plate here for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Not many teams have been able to run against Pat Opperman. Jonas Schultz working from the stretch. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's swung on and missed. So the count is even up at one ball and one strike. Holding the base runner on there at first base is going to be Ryan Bender for Hastings. A little of a gap now between the first and second baseman on the right side of the diamond between Bender and Brandon Pangadeban. Jonas Schultz working from the stretch. Taking a lead at first base is Tim Benzel. There he goes. The pitch is going to be up high and a stolen base there. The throw down there from Pat Opperman was a little bit short. In fact, it hops to the duel between Will Reimer and Brandon Pangadeban covering the bag there. And a stolen base here for Drew Tim Benzel. And Seward has got a man in scoring position already here in this first inning of play as Tim Benzel has worked his way around the second base. The count here at the plate is at 2 balls and 1 strike on Brady Trevino, the shortstop. Jathith Hartman, the right fielder, is due up next here for Seward. We're in the top half of the first inning, just underway here at Duncan. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it is now 3 balls and 1 strike. So Jonas Schultz, who Hastings has used basically as a very short reliever, getting his first start tonight for Hastings 5 Points Bank on the senior circuit here. And he's run into a little bit of problem already here in the first inning. There's one man out. Tim Benzel is down there at second base, and now the count to Brady Trevino is sitting at 3 balls and 1 strike. Jonah looking at the bag at second. Here comes the next pitch. It is swung on and missed. So a fastball delivered up there by Jonas Schultz, and the count is now full at 3 balls and 2 strikes to Brady Trevino. Tim Benzel at a full count. Now Brady Trevino with a full count here, back-to-back hitters. And here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball, and he walks him. So a walk given up here by Jonas Schultz. First walk of the ball game by Schultz. Tim Benzel got aboard on an infield single. And now Jathith Hartman, the right fielder, comes up there next. We're going to see our first lefty coming to the plate here for Seward. Hartman, the big kid, steps in from the left-hand side to face the right-handed throwing Jonas Schultz here in the top half of the first inning. Hastings not picking up those runners on the base pads right now, playing behind the runners of both first and second base as the pitch comes in there for a strike right down the pipe on Jathith Hartman. Ryan Bender playing behind the base runner down there at first base and Brady Trevino. Will Reimer shading a little bit toward the bag at second at shortstop, trying to keep that runner close. That's Tim Benzel. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. It's swung out and missed. And Jathith Hartman follows behind in the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. In Seward, 10-5 on the season. A team that won 11-6 during the spring. They qualified for the Class B State Baseball Tournament down in Lincoln. Actually won a game there. They lost their first game and then came back with a win in the loser's bracket game before being ousted in that double elimination tournament. So Seward's been playing baseball a lot here this year with the spring season and now the summer season. They're 15 games in. No balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the next pitch. That ball is hit hard. Back up through the middle. He can't get to it. It goes into center field. Graham Schneider picks it up, and the runners will stay put as the throw comes in from Schneider. And Jathith Hartman gets the second base hit of the first inning here for Seward. And now the Blue Jays have the bases loaded. Tim Benzel is down there at third base. Brady Trevino is on at second base, and Jathith Hartman is now on at first base. So the bases loaded here with only one man out. The first hitter of the ball game, Bryce Rollins, he fouled out to the first baseman. Everybody else has reached base safely. A couple of singles and now a base on balls. And Trevor Fossler, the third baseman, comes up there next. He's a right-handed hitter as he waits on the pitch, and he swings and misses way behind. That fastball delivered up there by Jonas Schultz is nothing and one. And the flag is limp out there in center field here tonight. The wind's maybe out of the northeast at 7 miles per hour. Not much of a breeze right now, giving the fans any kind of relief here. Here's the next pitch. It's swung on and missed. He's behind on the count, zipping two. Hot and steamy here for the second straight night here at Duncan Field, but a good crowd on hand at the ballpark. Hastings playing at home here tonight. They've already put 34 games on the slate. This is game number 35 of the season for Hastings. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be up high, up around the shoulders. It's outside the strike zone. 1 ball and 2 strikes to Trevor Fossler, the third baseman for Seward. Zach Klinke, the first baseman, is due up there next. Bases loaded for the Jays here in the top half of the first inning. It's been a long first inning here for Hastings. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be swung on and fouled back to the screen. In fact, over the screen, out of play. Count remains at 1-2. American Legion baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Bases loaded for Seward here in the top half of the first. Hastings with the infield in. They count 1-2. Next pitch is going to be fouled away again by Trevor Fossler. So he protects the plate here with 2 strikes. Just looking for a little base hit to maybe get the runners put into action here in the top of the first. Fossler digs back in on the right-hand side. Jonas Schultz gets a sign from his catcher, Pat Opperman. Here comes the 1-2 pitch on its way. It's going to be a curve ball that's going to be in there for a called strike 3, and he strikes him out. Fossler wanted to pull the trigger there. You could see it. Yet he couldn't quite do it. The bat stays on the shoulder, and he takes a strike here. Strikeout number 1 in the ball game for Jonas Schultz. So now there's 2 men out. And coming to the plate next is going to be Zach Klinke. So Klinke comes to the plate. He is the first baseman. Head coach for Seward, who's down in the third base coaching box, comes down and has a couple of words with the home plate umpire, and that check swing strikeout. He loses his conversation there, loses the discussion, returns back to the third base coaching box. Zach Klinke, another left-handed hitter, comes to the plate here for Seward, and he calls a timeout as Jonas Schultz gets into his windup and delivers one to the plate. A timeout called here by Klinke as he backs out of the batter's box. So there's 2 men out for Seward here in the top half of the first inning. Jays have the bases loaded. Hartman is down there at first base. Trevino is on at second base. Tim Benzel is on at third. Hastings back at regular depth in the infield. As Jonas Schultz throws on the plate, it's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 now to Zach Klinke. Seth Fitzke, the left fielder, is due up there next for Seward. Jays trying to get on the scoreboard here in the first inning as they make the trip to Hastings here tonight. Next pitch is going to be down low. Ball is scooped up there by Pat Opperman of Hastings. And Klinke is now on a head on the count of 2-0. No place to put the first baseman for Seward, Zach Klinke. Bases juiced up here in the top half of the first. Here comes the 2-0 pitch from Schultz. That's going to be inside, and the ball hit down the line at third base, foul territory. So 2-1 now. As Klinke sends that one foul down the third baseline as he jams the left-handed hitter with some off-speed stuff there. 2-1 the count. Again, 2 men out here in the top half of the first inning. Graham Schneider, the center fielder, pulled around a couple of steps to his left out there now in center field. There's another ball hit down the line in left field in foul territory. So now the count is even up at 2-2. Well, Jonas Schultz would gain a lot of confidence here if he can get out of this inning with no damage done. A couple of singles. A base on balls so far here in the first. Bases loaded up, and now we got the count of 2-2 with 2 men out on Zach Klinke, the number 6 hitter in the batting order. Here comes a 2-2 pitch, and he taps that one foul. Well, for the screen in front of the third base dugout, occupied by Hastings 5 points here tonight. So the count remains at 2-2. Jonah is throwing a lot of pitches here in this first inning. First guy he threw 3 pitches to, and then back-to-back full counts at 3-2. Hartman hit a 0-2 pitch to left center field for the base hit. Here's another pitch that's going to be fouled away, so the count here remains at 2-2 as Klinke has fouled away the last 3 pitches that were offered up by Jonas Schultz here in the top half of the first. Klinke backs out of the batter's box, and now he's set to go here as Jonas Schultz is working from the stretch. Gets his sign from his catcher, Pat Opperman. Comes set on the mound. And here comes the 2-2 pitch. It's delivered here. It's going to be hit to center field. That's a base hit. Picked up out there by Graham Schneider. 1 run is going to score. Here comes a 2nd run of the plate. Sliding in there safely, and Seward scores a couple of runs. Zach Klinke delivers up a 2-run single here in this first inning of play. Coming around from third base to score easily was Tim Benzel. Brady Trevino comes around from second base. A slide here to the plate. Throw come in from the center fielder, Graham Schneider, but it was not in time. And Seward jumps out on top of Hastings by the score of 2-0 here in the ball game. Jathan Hartman, he works his way around to a second base on the play.
So a two-run single by Zach Klinke here in the first inning has given the Seward Blue Jays the lead. That's something you don't want to do, is give a Class B opponent maybe an opportunity to gain some confidence early in the ballgame. 2-0 to score. Seward has got the lead. Seth Vitsky coming up there next. He is a left fielder. The pitch is going to be behind. The ball gets away from Pat Opperman. And advancing one will be your base runners. Hartman moves down to the bag at third base now. Zach Klinke is on at second base. There's two men out for Seward here in the top half of the first inning. As Seth Vitsky, the left fielder, looking at a count of one ball and no strikes. Keith Wolverton, the center fielder, is due up next. Then we'll see Jimmy Steinauer, the catcher. This is the seventh man to come to the plate against Jonas Schultz here in this first inning of play, and there's a pitch that hits him. Vitsky takes a fastball off of the left shoulder, and he trots down to first base on the play. So a hit batter now in this first inning, and Seward again has the bases loaded here in the first inning, as Keith Wolverton will come to the plate next. And already, the manager for Hastings Five Points Bank, Steve Illingworth, is outside the dugout here on the third base side, looking out there, and the relievers are starting to maybe scramble a little bit out there. And here comes Coach Illingworth. He's going to make a trip out to the mound here in the first inning of play. So Jonas Schultz getting his first start here for Hastings Five Points Bank here. The youngster is running into a jam here. He got the first guy to foul out. That was Bryce Rollins. Then he had a single from Drew Tin Benzel. Then he walked a man, Brady Trevino. Another single by Jathith Hartman. He struck out Trevor Fossler. And then a two-run single by Zach Klinke. He's hit a man in Seth Vitsky. And now Keith Wolverton comes to the plate next. He is a center fielder. So the Seward Blue Jays, a record of 10 wins and 5 losses, a Class B opponent here tonight, jumping out on top of Hastings Five Points Bank in this first inning of play. Coach Illingworth is making his way back off of the pitcher's mound, comes across the foul line and returns to the third base dugout. He's trying to settle down the youngster out there. Again, a kid who was eligible to play in the Johnson Imperial Homes division. But they brought him up here to the seniors level to provide some depth at third base this season. And Jonah getting his first start here tonight for Hastings on the mound against this Class B opponent in Seward. Keith Wolverton is up there next, and now there's a strike delivered up by Jonas Schultz. A fastball right at the knees. Has now nothing and one to Keith Wolverton, the center fielder for Seward, as he opens up his stance a little bit. Bases are still loaded here for the Jays. Here comes the next pitch by Jonas Schultz. Hit to shortstop. Will Reimer on the bounce goes over to second base. Catches the force out there on Seth Vitsky, and the inning is over. But the Seward Blue Jays jump out on top of Hastings there. Seward scores two runs in this first inning on three base hits. No errors on Hastings and three men left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the first inning with a score. Seward 2, Hastings nothing.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $60 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Duncan Field in Hastings, American Legion Baseball in 1230 KHAS. So Seward, they sent eight guys to the plate in the first inning of play. They played a couple of runs. They've got a 2-0 lead over Hastings. Two runs on three base hits. We had a walk thrown in there. We had a hit batter thrown in there. And Hastings probably fortunate to get out of there with only giving up two runs. Jonas Schultz threw 36 pitches in that first inning of play, 14 balls and 22 strikes, but he threw 36 pitches in the first inning alone. K Can't do that. You won't be around long. Hastings going to be coming up to bat next in the bottom of the first inning. We'll see Xander Schmidt, Graham Schneider, and Matt Karloff. If one of those guys get aboard, we'll see Ryan Bender here in the first. Hastings had 53 base hits in five games over the weekend in that tournament they played in, the Grand Island Kearney tournament. Last night, they had just two base hits in seven innings. And Will Reimer had both of those. So we'll see what Hastings can do here in the bottom half of the first as they come up there for the first time tonight, trailing in the ball game 2-0. Here's Xander Schmidt. He will start things off for Hastings against the pitcher for Seward, and that's Bryce Rollins. Xander Schmidt starts off with a batting average at .343 here this evening. He'll step in from the right-hand side as he fouls away the pitch. And the count is nothing and two to Xander Schmidt here in this first inning of play. Xander leads the team in total at bats this year with 99. Also leads the team in base hits with 34. He has struck out 16 times. He has walked five times. There's a ball hit towards short. Trevino has got it. His throw to first base is going to be in time. So Xander Schmidt is retired in the play from short to first. That's going to bring up Graham Schneider next, the center fielder. Schneider with a batting average of .257 on the season. Hastings has a team now with a batting average of .284. Schneider is sitting at .257 as he comes up there tonight. Schneider was 0-for-2 against Grand Island last night. He had one walk against Home Federal. Schneider is 18 out of 70 from the plate this season. He's got 13 base on balls, and he leads the team in strikeouts with 18. Left-handed hitter watches a ball goes by here in the strike zone, nothing and one to Graham Schneider. Just underway. We're in the bottom half of the first inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight. Schneider tries to lay down a bunt. He does out in front of the plate. Rollins grabs it, goes to first base. It's wild. Gets by the first baseman, Klinke, making a turn at first base on his way to second. It's going to be Graham Schneider. He's in there safely. So Graham Schneider lays down a bunt right out in front of the plate. Perfectly placed as Bryce Rollins comes off of the mound to grab it, and his throw to first base was wild. Zach Klinke couldn't control it, and an error is chalked up there on Seward. And heading down to second base on the play is going to be Graham Schneider. Here's Matt Karloff coming up there next. He is the left fielder. Karloff with a batting average of .307 so far this season. Karloff has got 23 base hits and 75 trips to the plate. He has struck out 16 times, and he has walked only one time this season. Karloff stumps in there, the number three hitter in the batting order, as he watches this pitch come in here for a called strike, nothing and one to Matt Karloff. Karloff so far this season has got four doubles for his extra base hits, no triples, no home runs. He has driven home 14 runs so far this season. Matt is on in scoring position. Now there's Schneider at second base. Nothing and one is the count here to Karloff, and there's Rollins making a move towards second, but no throw. Nobody is there defensively for the Seward Blue Jays. So they counted nothing and one to Matt Karloff. Ryan Bender will be next, and then Pat Opperman. Hastings batting here in the bottom of the first. Here's the next pitch by Rollins. It's going to be down low for a ball. And it is now one ball and one strike here to Matt Karloff. Hastings with 38 stolen bases so far this season. Team leader in that category is Ryan Bender. He's got 9 of the 38. One ball and one strike. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be a breaking pitch. It's going to be in there for a called strike. So Karloff now looking at a count of one ball and two strikes. Man is on at second. That is Graham Schneider taking his lead down there. The second baseman is Drew Ten Benzel, hanging around the bag there at second for Seward defensively. And here comes, well, it's going to be Rollins again wheeling towards second base. And again, no throw there. Graham Schneider is your base runner down there at second base for Hastings. He has got seven stolen bases. Here comes a pitch by Rollins to the plate. It's going to be down low. Good block there by the catcher, Jimmy Steinhauer, behind the plate. Now the count is at two balls and two strikes. Bryce Rollins on the mound with Jimmy Steinhauer behind the plate for Seward. Zach Klinke is over there at first base. Drew Ten Benzel at second. Brady Trevino at shortstop. Trevor Fossler is at third base. Here comes the next pitch, a fastball. It's going to be outside for a ball. There's now three balls and two strikes. Out on the outfield for Seward defensively tonight, you got Seth Fitzke out there in left field, Keith Wolverton out in center field, and Jathith Hartman out there in right field. 2-0, Seward has got the lead. Hastings with a base runner here in the bottom of the first. Next pitch is swung on and missed. The catcher drops that third strike. Running down to first base. There's the throw. And it's going to be in time to catch Matt Karloff. In the meantime, running over to third base on the play is going to be Graham Schneider. So Karloff will strike out. The catcher, Jimmy Steinhauer, drops the third strike. So Karloff takes off toward first base. The throw was in time by Steinhauer down there to Klinke, the first baseman. Now there's two men out. While that was happening, Graham Schneider took off and went from second to third. So now Ryan Bender comes up there next. He is the first baseman tonight. Bender, he was 0 for 3 last night in the ballgame against Grand Island Home Federal. He struck out once. He takes a pitch outside and low here. One ball and no strikes to Ryan Bender. He starts the day with a batting average of .330 on the season. He leads the team in walks with 25. He has struck out 17 times so far this year. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it's now two balls and no strikes. 2-0 the count here to Ryan Bender. He's got 31 base hits and 94 trips to the plate. Three doubles and four triples, four home runs, 24 RBIs for Bender. Nine stolen bases. There's the ball. It's going to be tapped foul right in front of the plate. And the count now is at two balls and one strike. American Legion baseball action tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings in their second game of the two-game homestand before they head to Lincoln for the Mike Peterson tournament coming up this weekend. Next pitch is going to be a breaking pitch. It's going to be in there for a called strike in the outside corner. So two balls and two strikes now to Bender. Pat Opperman is due up there next for Hastings. But there's now two men out here in the first inning of play. Next pitch is going to be tapped out here. His shortstop, Trevino, has got it. His throw over to first base is not going to be in time. Bender gets across the bag at first base. A run comes in to score as Graham Schneider comes in to score for Hastings. That makes it a 2-1 ball game. We know that Bender's got some great speed. He leads the team in stolen bases with nine. He gets down the line pretty well, and that time he beat out the throw from the shortstop, Brady Trevino, as he knocks home a run here. Bender is going to be credited with an infield single. And that's going to bring up Pat Opperman next. And the pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen here. It is nothing and one to Pat Opperman. So a couple of base hits. They actually gave Graham Schneider a base hit when he was up there in center of the air. So a couple of singles here for Hastings in the first inning. Bender drives one home. It's a 2-1 ball game. Hastings has got the lead. Opperman up there now for Hastings. The next pitch is going to be outside the strike zone, and it's one ball and one strike. Opperman, a .279 hitter. For Hastings, 5 points back this season. He's got 24 base hits and 86 trips to the plate, 18 base on balls, and 10 strikeouts. Bender is down there at first base. The next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it is now two balls and one strike. Watch Ryan down there at first. He may take off here in the next pitch or two. 2-1 the count. There's two men out. Opperman now with a count of two balls and one strike. Bender with a good lead down there at first. Stays put as the pitch is going to be a breaking pitch. It's going to miss. Nope, it's going to hit the inside corner for a strike. And the count is now at two balls and two strikes. So 2-2 the count here to Pat Opperman. Will Reimer, who had a couple of base hits last time in the ballgame against Grand Island, is in the on-deck circle here for Hastings. Next pitch is going to be hit toward right field. That's going to fall for a base hit. Bender's going to round the bag at second. He's on his way to third. Here comes a throw in. It's going to be cut off. Bender, a head-first slide there at third. And Hastings will have runners at first and third. So Pat Opperman with a base hit to the opposite field here as he goes to right. And Will Reimer comes up there next. Now Hastings with runners on at first and third. Bender, he didn't slow down as he made the turn at second base. He knew he was heading to third. Head-first slide down there as the throw was cut off. And Hastings with a golden opportunity to plate some more runs here in this first inning of play. 2-1 is the score. Seward has got the lead over Hastings. Hastings 5 points with a couple of outs here in the first inning. Will Reimer comes up there next for Hastings 5 points. His batting average is sitting at .289 in the season. He's got 28 base hits and 97 trips to the plate. Two infield singles last night for Reimer. The only two hits that Hastings had in the entire ballgame against Grand Island. Nine strikeouts for Reimer. He's got 13 base on balls. So Hastings with runners on at first and third base. Bryce Rollins throws over to first. Not in time. Getting back in there is going to be Opperman. So Pat Opperman, your base runner at first base. Over there at third is going to be Ryan Bender. Your batter is going to be Will Reimer. Opperman takes his lead down there at first base. Rollins from the belt throws one to the plate. Some off-speed stuff that sails inside for a ball. And it is now two balls and no strikes here to Reimer. Lights coming on here at Duncan. A steamy night, temperature at 96 degrees at game time here tonight. Feeling like 100 degrees. Factor in the humidity and the lack of wind here tonight. Next pitch is swung on and missed by Reimer. And the count is now sitting at two balls and one strike. Reimer so far this season has got four doubles to his credit, no triples, and no home runs. He has driven home nine runs. Stands in the right-hand batter's box as a throw to first base by Rollins. Back in there standing up is going to be Pat Opperman. So two balls and one strike here to Will Reimer, the shortstop for Hastings. The sixth batter to come to the plate for Hastings here in this first inning. Next pitch is going to be fouled away on the first base side, and that's going to get out of play. So the count remains at two balls and two strikes. Hastings sitting at 15-19 on the season after their loss last night to Grand Island Home Federal. Trying to get back on the winning track after their loss last night before they play in the Mike Peterson tournament coming up this weekend. And now Hastings has Pat Opperman tied up between first and second base, and Opperman dives back into the bag at first. The ball went from Rollins, the pitcher, to Drew Ten Benzel, the second baseman. They were watching Bender at third base trying to sneak home on the play. He stayed put. And diving back into the bag head first was Pat Opperman. So Hastings with runners at the corners at first and third. With a count of two balls and two strikes. And there's a throw back over to first base. That is not in time as Opperman is back in there standing up. They're concerned with Ryan Bender over here at third base. Maybe trying to sneak home here. Two balls and two strikes with two men out. Will Reimer at the plate here for Hastings, 5 points. Takes a look at a pitch there. The ball's hit right to second base. Caught by Drew Ten Benzel, and the inning is over. Reimer hits that one off with a handle of the bat. Did not go far out to the second baseman. And the inning is over as he flies out to second base officially. Hastings scores one run, though, here in the first inning of play. One run on three base hits. No errors on Seward. And two men left on base. We played one inning here tonight. The seven-inning ball game. The score is Seward 2, Hastings 1.
5 Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. 2-1 is the score. Seward with a lead over Hastings, 5 points bank. As we get ready for inning number two here tonight. A lot of action in Major League Baseball tonight as we check the scoreboard here earlier in the ball game. In the American League, we've got the Los Angeles Angels all over Baltimore tonight. 13-1 is the score there. They're at the bottom of the eighth inning. Bottom of the fifth inning, we've got the Texas Rangers leading the Detroit Tigers by a score of 7-5. Final score in the New York Yankees over Cleveland tonight by a score of 5-4. Final score, Chicago 12 and the Minnesota Twins 5. Final score, the Boston Red Sox over the Toronto Blue Jays 10-4. Final score from this afternoon, Kansas City with a sweep over the Tampa Bay Rays this week. Tampa losing today by a score of 5-4 to Kansas City. Another final score in from this afternoon. The Oakland Athletics beat the Seattle Mariners by the score of 2-1. National League stuff. Bottom of the seventh inning, it's the Pittsburgh Pirates leading Philadelphia 8-7. Top of the ninth inning, the Atlanta Braves over the Arizona Diamondbacks 6-4. Top of the ninth inning, the Miami Marlins over the St. Louis Cardinals 5-3. Bottom of the eighth inning, the Houston Astros over the San Diego Padres 1-0. Bottom of the third inning, the Washington Nationals over the Colorado Rockies, 8-0. Final score in from this afternoon, Milwaukee over the Cincinnati Reds by the score of 8-4. The Mets today beat the Cubs by the score of 17-1. And the San Francisco Giants over the Los Angeles Dodgers by the score of 3-0. That's your scoreboard update tonight here on 1230 KHIS. We've got Seward coming to bat here in the second inning of play. Numbers 9, 1, and 2 in the batting order. This is Jimmy Steinhauer. He's the only guy that did not get to the plate in the first inning. So Jimmy Steinhauer leads things off here in the second. And the count to him is at no balls and two strikes. Jonas Schultz stays out there for Hastings. Gave up a couple of runs, three base hits. Had a walk, hit a batter in inning number one. But he answers the call here in the second inning. His count on the first batter here is a 1-2 as the next pitch is going to be down low. Steinhauer is another left-handed hitter here. So Seward's got three guys in the starting lineup, lefties. There's a ball hit to the right side. That's going to sneak through there for a base hit. Trickles right on by the second baseman, Panganiban, and the first baseman, Ryan Bender, in the right field, picked up there by Nate Williams. So Jimmy Steinhauer, the number nine hitter in the batting order, gets a single to right field. That's hit number four in the ball game for Seward. That's going to bring up Bryce Rollins next, the pitcher. And Jonas Schultz threw 36 pitches in the first inning alone. He has three right there, so he's got 39 as we're into the second inning of play. Bryce Rollins comes up there next. He fouled out to the first baseman his first time up there. So a base runner is at first. Bender will hold him on defensively for Hastings 5 points. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 to Bryce Rollins. He's the opposing pitcher here for Seward. Looking for the sign down there from the third base coach. Now re-enters the right-hand batter's box. We'll see what Seward does with this base runner. Steinhauer over there at first base. He's got a pretty good lead right now with Ryan Bender holding him on. Quick throw over there is not in time as Steinhauer is back in there with a right-handed tag on the bag. 1-0 the count here to Bryce Rollins. Drew Tan Benzel will follow him. Working from the stretch will be Jonas Schultz. He worked from the stretch to the first hitter here in this inning with nobody on the base pads, and now he's working from the stretch with that runner at first base, Jimmy Steinhauer. There's another throw over there, not in time. 1-0 the count here, waiting on Bryce Rollins. Schultz again looking toward first base. And the runner fakes the steal, stays put as the pitch is going to be up high for a ball, and it's now 2-0. So Jonas Schultz getting his first start here tonight for Hastings 5 points Bank. Basically used as a reliever, and not very active at that. 5 2/3 innings coming in here. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. It's now 2-1 to Rollins. Seward just standing up there with a bat on the shoulder right now, making Jonas Schultz throw strikes here early in the ball game. Steinhauer again taking his lead down there at first base, trying to inch away. Bender holds him on there. Squaring it around the bunt is Rollins. There goes the runner at first base. The throw down there by Opperman is not in time. Opperman throws that one to the first base side of second base down there. So a stolen base by Jimmy Steinhauer. He is now at second base in scoring position again. And Bryce Rollins has a count here at the plate of 2-2. So 2-2 the count to Rollins with the man on in scoring position. So now Schultz has to look towards second base. Offers one to the plate. Some off-speed stuff. A swing and a miss. Rollins goes down. That is strikeout number two in the ball game for Jonas Schultz. And that's going to bring up Tin Benzel next. Drew Tin Benzel, he had a single his first time up there. Had a stolen base and came around to score one of the two runs that Seward plated in that first inning of play. We're in the top of the second inning. A long first inning. And now Drew Tin Benzel comes up there with one man out here in the second. Base runner is on at second base. That is Jimmy Steinhauer. As a throw by Jonas Schultz comes in there, it's going to be down low for a ball. 1-0. Brady Trevino is next, and then Jathith Hartman. Wind's picking up a little bit out in Duncan Field. The flag is outstretched, blowing toward the right field corner here now at about 10 miles per hour as the next pitch is going to be outside the strike zone. 2-0 on Drew Tin Benzel. Jimmy Steinhauer taking his lead down there at second base. Hanging even the second baseman, Will Reimer, the shortstop. Shading near the bag there Here comes a pitch to the plate. It's going to be a curveball. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nice pitch there by Jonas Schultz. And the count is now sitting at 2-1. And Drew Tenbenzel. American Legion baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Here comes a 2-1 pitch. It's going to be outside. The runner goes. There's a throw down at third base. That's not in time. So two stolen bases now by Jimmy Steinhauer. He steals second. He steals third. He's now just 90 feet away from scoring. And the count here at the plate is at 3-1. So 3-1 the count here to Drew Tenbenzel. And now a base hit here would score the third run of the ball game for the Jays. Seward out on top of Hastings. The score is 2-1. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. That ball's going to be fouled away. First base side out of play. So the count goes to 3-2. Another full count here to Drew Tenbenzel. Trevino is anxiously waiting the on-deck circle here for the Seward Blue Jays. Occupying the first base dugout here tonight. Hastings playing Drew Tenbenzel pretty much straight away in the outfield. Graham Schneider maybe a couple of steps to his right. Here comes the pitch inside. It's going to be outside the strike zone and a walk. So now Seward has got runners on at first and third base here in the second inning of play. That's going to be walk number 2 offered up by Jonas Schultz of Hastings. And now Brady Trevino comes up there next, the shortstop. That's going to be walk number 3 in the ball game. Trevino had one in the first inning. The check, that is the second walk, as Fitzke was hit by a pitch instead of the walk. So the second walk of the ball game given up by Jonas Schultz. And now here's a swing and a miss by Brady Trevino. Nothing and one to Brady. And he walked his first time up there in the first inning. Scored one of the two runs. Seward with runners on at first and third base. One man out here in the inning. There's a ball hit towards center field, and it's going to be grabbed there. A nice play by Will Reimer. The shortstop, he goes to first base. Double play. That ball looked like it was going to get in the outfield, but Will Reimer leaves his feet right behind the bag at second base, snags the ball, and then doubles up Drew Tenbenzel at first base. So a great play there by Reimer as he doubles up to end the inning here. So Seward scores no runs in the second inning of play. No runs on one base hit, no errors, and one man left on base. Great play by Reimer. Gets Hastings out of a jam here in the second. We go to the bottom of the second inning with a score of Seward 2, Hastings 1.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams, your favorite Little League and softball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. And get the latest scores and stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Click on photos to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. It's easy to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion Baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So we got the bottom third of the order coming up here in the second inning of play. Blaine Gatz, Nate Williams, and Brandon Panganiban. Gatz, a 269 hitter. So far this season, Blaine Gatz has got 14 base hits and 52 trips to the plate. He has walked 4 times. He has struck out 14 times this year as he takes a swing here, a swing and a miss. So Gatz down in the number 7 position in the batting order here tonight. Last night, he was 0-3 against Grand Island Home Federal, and he struck out 1 time. There's a ball hit towards short. Trevino has got it, scoops it up. He goes over to first base. That's going to be in time, and Blaine Gatz is retired from short to first in his first plate appearance of the ball game here tonight. Nate Williams comes up there next. Williams will bat from the left-hand side. Williams playing out in right field tonight. His batting average is sitting at 258 on the season. Getting a chance to see some action here tonight. Williams is 8 out of 31 from the plate so far this season. He's got 6 walks, and he's got 5 strikeouts. There's the first pitch in there by Bryce Rollins for a called strike on the inside corner, nothing and one. Nate Williams so far this year has got 1 double to his credit, no triples and no home runs. He has driven home 5 runs. Backs out of the left-hand batter's box and now re-enters. He's ready to go. Bryce Rollins, your pitcher for Seward, with Jimmy Steinhauer behind the plate for the Blue Jays. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That ball is going to be popped up over into foul territory, third base side, and it's going to get out of play. So the count now is at 1-2 to Nate Williams, the number 8 hitter in the batting order here for Hastings 5 Points Bank. And Hastings struggled with only 2 base hits in the entire ballgame against Grand Island last night. They had 3 hits in the opening inning here tonight. They produced 1 run, but Hastings still trailing in the contest by the score of 2-1. Next pitch is going to be a fastball up high outside the strike zone. And the count is now even up at 2-2. Williams, a left-handed hitter, the right-handed throwing Bryce Rollins here tonight. There's a ball hit to the right side of the diamond. Tim Benzel has got it at second. His throw to first base is in time. So a couple of ground outs here to begin the second inning for Hastings. One to the shortstop, one to the second baseman. And now Brandon Panganiban comes up there next. Panganiban wears number 2 on that dark blue uniform here for Hastings 5 Points Bank. He's the second baseman here tonight. Panganiban with a batting average of just 206. He's got 13 base hits and 63 trips to the plate for Hastings. There's a big swing and a miss by the number 9 hitter, Brandon Panganiban. He falls behind it. 2-1. Panganiban did not play in the ball game against Grand Island Home Federal last night. He's got 6 base on balls and 17 strikeouts so far this season. He's got a couple of doubles for his extra base hits. No home runs and 6 RBIs. There's a kind of an awkward swing there, and a swing and a miss by Panganiban, and he's behind the count of 2-2. So zipping 2 here on Panganiban. If he can get aboard, we'll see the top of the order in Xander Schmidt. Next ball is going to be a fastball. It's going to be drilled towards center field. It's going to be grabbed out there on the run by Keith Wolverton, and it's a 1-2-3 inning here for Hastings 5 Points Bank as Panganiban flies out to center field to end the inning. Hastings scores no runs on no hits. No errors and nobody left on base. We'll go to the top of the third with a score. Seward 2, Hastings 1.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings trailing here in the ball game to Seward. The score is 2-1. So far, the Jays with 2 runs on 4 base hits. They've committed 1 error. Hastings has got 1 run, 3 hits, and no errors. So Seward has got the lead here as we head to inning number 3. Jonas Schultz comes back out for Hastings. He will see at least the start of this third inning. Jathith Hartman, Trevor Fossler, Zach Klinke, numbers 4, 5, and 6 in the batting order here for Seward, to face Jonas Schultz and Hastings 5 Points Bank here tonight. Hartman, he had a single his first time up there. So he's back up there here in the third. Jonas Schultz is going to work from the stretch with nobody on the brace pads. And there's the ball. It's going to be ripped to left center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Picked up there by Graham Schneider. In fact, it gets by Schneider around the bag. Going to his second is going to be Hartman. He's there with a stand-up double. So Jathus Hartman on the very first pitch here in the third inning of play. It's a solid ball at their left center field, chased down there by Graham Schneider, the center fielder. That's going to be hit number 5 of the ball game for Seward. So they get their leadoff bat on again here in the third inning with a 2-1 lead. And now Trevor Fossler comes up there next. He is a third baseman. So Seward has shown that they can hit the ball here in the first 2-plus innings. 5 base hits against Jonas Schultz. Fossler comes up there next. He was a strikeout victim in inning number 1 here tonight. And now he calls a timeout just as Jonah got into his full motion here. Runner stays put at second base. So we're in the top of the third inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight between Hastings and Seward. Fossler already squares around the bunt. Jonas Schultz looking in for a sign from his catcher, Pat Opperman. He's got it. Fossler still squaring around the bunt. Now he pulls it back and takes a swing and fouls it away. So the count goes to no balls and one strike here to Trevor Fossler. He's the third baseman for Seward. Outfield at regular depth here for Hastings 5 Points Bank with Karloff, Schneider, and Nate Williams left to right respectively. Jonah Schultz on the mound with Pat Opperman behind the plate. Jonah looking at their base runner at second base, offers some off-speed stuff to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball, one strike to Trevor Fossler. And he was a strikeout victim in inning number 1. Got the sign from the third base coach down there. Now re-enters the right-hand batter's box. Set to go here. Schultz at the belt looking at the runner at second base. Offers another one to the plate. Some off-speed stuff. It's going to be down low. Good block there by the catcher and Pat Opperman. Not allowing that one to get by him. Keeping that base runner in scoring position at second base. So now it is 2 balls and 1 strike to Trevor Fossler. So taking a lot of time between pitches here as he waits for the sign again from Opperman. He's got it. Now he looks toward second base. Will Reimer shading that way, the shortstop. Here comes another pitch to the plate. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to be in there for a called strike on the inside corner. And the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fossler calling the timeout momentarily as he does some dirt work here. The right-hand batter's box. Now he's ready to go. 2-2 the count. Jonas Schultz delivers to the plate. Some more off-speed stuff thrown there. It's going to miss outside. And the count is sitting at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So 3-2 the count here to Fossler with a man on in scoring position at second base. There's no man out for Seward here in this third inning of play. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. It's going to be swung on, popped up. First base side, foul territory. Bender comes over here and he makes the catch. So Trevor Fossler is going to foul out to the first baseman, Ryan Bender. That's the first out of the inning. And that's going to bring up Zach Klinke next. He is the first baseman. He's the guy that delivered up that 2-run single back there in the first inning that plated the Seward Blue Jays runs. So Klinke comes up there 1-for-1 here in this ball game. Steps in there from the left-hand side with a man on in scoring position again at second base. That's Jathith Hartman down there. So we'll see what Jonas Schultz can do with this guy. There's a ball that's going to be tapped to the right side. It's going to be in foul territory. Klinke just gets a little piece of that one as he taps it foul in front of the first base dugout here for Seward. So Klinke will go back, and going back to second base is going to be Hartman. And in the juniors ball game tonight, Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes all over Seward, 19-2. Hastings hammers out 13 base hits in the ball game. The contest stopped after 4.5 by the 10-run rule. Alex Panganiban had 3 base hits for JIH in the ball game earlier tonight. Here comes the next pitch to Klinke. That's going to sail up high for a ball. And the count is now sitting at 1 ball and 1 strike to Zach Klinke, the first baseman. Seth Fitzke, the right fielder, is due up there next. Actually, the left fielder, Seth Fitzke. Base runner is on at second base. Jonas Schultz looking. Now comes to the plate. It's going to be inside for a ball on the left-handed hitter. And it is now 2 balls and 1 strike to Zach Klinke. Wind blowing toward the right field corner now. It's picked up here in the last hour or so, but an enjoyable night. A little steamy here at Duncan tonight. 2 balls and 1 strike. Here comes the next pitch. Head on the ground towards second. Panganiban on the hop. He goes to first base. It's in time. Runner moves along to third base on the play, but now there's 2 men out. So Zach Klinke grounds out to the second baseman, Brandon Panganiban. And that's going to bring up Seth Fitzke next. He was hit by a pitch back there in the first inning. So Seth Fitzke, the left fielder, comes back in here with a base runner just 90 feet away from tapping home plate. 2-1 to score. Seward has got the lead over Hastings, 5 points back here tonight. Jonas Schultz continues to work from the stretch as the ball hit up the middle. It's going to be cut off by Reimer on the edge of the outfield. Grass is thrown to first base in time. Another great play by Reimer at shortstop. Hastings gets out of the inning. Will Reimer covering a lot of territory out there at shortstop. He picks that one up on the edge of the outfield grass behind the second base. He flips it over to Ryan Bender on the run and retires Seth Fitzke, and that is all she wrote here for the Seward Blue Jays in the third inning of play. They score no runs on one base hit, no errors, one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the third with a score of Seward 2, Hastings 1.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
What's your bank doing for you? Golden Club customers of Five Points Bank receive many little extras which make this account great. This premium account for those 55 and over has no minimum balance requirement, earns a competitive interest rate, includes free checks, and discounted safe deposit boxes. Golden Club members are eligible for numerous group travel opportunities. These trips are very popular and a great way to travel with people you know. Stop in and visit with a personal banker and join our growing Golden Club group. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Duncan Field, Hastings is trailing Seward by the score of 2-1 here in this one tonight. Rollins will come back out. Bryce Rollins for Seward. He'll throw the third inning of play. Top of the order coming up there for Hastings. This will be Xander Schmidt, Graham Schneider, and Matt Karloff to face Rollins in the third. First pitch is going to be hit toward left field. That's a base hit. Picked up there by Fitzke. So Xander Schmidt gets a base hit here for Hastings to lead off the third. First pitch as he sends that one right to left field. That's going to bring up Graham Schneider next. Xander Schmidt was 0 for 4. In the ball game last night, he grounded out his first time up here, so he was 0 for his last five. He gets the first pitch here to left field. So Xander Schmidt is aboard here for Hastings 5 points Bank. Graham Schneider comes up there next. He had a single in the first inning of play. Squares around the bun. It's going to curve over into foul territory on the third base side. So everybody will go back as Xander Schmidt trots back to the bag at first. Schneider trying to bunt his way on here. Xander Schmidt has got 5 stolen bases so far this season, 5 of the 38 that Hastings has had. He will take his lead down there at first base with Graham Schneider here at the plate. Graham with a batting average of .257. A base hit and score to run in the first inning of play. Squares around the bunt again, and Bryce Rollins steps off of the rubber and looks toward first base. Everybody goes back. Now he's set to go again. Looks for a sign from Jimmy Steinhauer behind the plate. 0-1 pitch is on his way. It's going to be outside for a ball. So one ball and one strike here to Graham Schneider for Hastings. Schneider with 18 base hits and 70 trips to the plate so far this season. He's got 13 walks and he has struck out a team high 18 times in the ball game, or actually on the season. The next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it's now 2 balls and 1 strike here to Graham Schneider. Graham has got a double and he's got a triple for his extra base hits this year. No home runs and he's driven home 10. Stands in the left-hand batter's box. Here comes the 2-1 pitch by Rollins. It's going to be outside for a ball. So both pitchers, boy, they're throwing a lot of pitches here in this first half of the ball game. And a warm and steamy night. See how long these guys can go. Graham Schneider now has a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. He squares around the bunt, pulls it back, and will take a pitch inside for a ball, and he walks him. So Hastings has got their first 2 guys on now here in the third. The base hit by Xander Schmidt. Now the walk delivered up to Graham Schneider. And that's going to bring up Matt Karloff next. That is the first walk of the ball game given up by Rollins. And now his catcher, Jimmy Steinhauer, goes out there to have a couple of words with him. Karloff, he struck out his first time up there in inning number 1. So he's 0 for 1 here tonight. Started the night with a batting average of .307. Karloff with 23 base hits and 75 trips to the plate this year. 16 strikeouts and only 1 base on balls. He's got 4 doubles with no triples, no home runs, and he's driven home 14 runs. Chance to maybe tie this baby up with runners on at first and second base. There's a throw towards second. Getting back in there is Xander Schmidt. So Hastings with a chance here in the third. They've got runners on at first and second base. There's nobody out. Hastings went down in order in the second inning. They had runners at first and third in the first inning of play after scoring one run and could not produce any more. The pitch to the plate here by Bryce Rollins is going to be outside and down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes to Matt Karloff. The left fielder here for Hastings 5 points Bank tonight. Jumping in from the right-hand side. Bryce Rollins working from the stretch with runners on at first and second. Seward playing with the infield in, especially at first base. There's a big swing and a miss by Karloff. Now the count is even up at one ball and one strike. First baseman Zach Klinke playing a couple of steps in front of the bag down there at first. Third baseman Trevor Fossler about even with the bag down there with that base runner on at second base. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit toward right field, and that's going to curve over in the foul territory. So Karloff sends that one to right, but it's in foul territory, and the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Kansas City Royals picking up a win earlier tonight in Major League Baseball. The Royals with a three-game sweep of the Tampa Bay Rays. Kansas City winning today at Kauffman Stadium by the score of 5-4. One ball and two strikes here to Matt Karloff. Ryan Bender would be next. Hastings trying to tie this thing up. Trailing in the ball game by a score of 2-1. There's a swing and a miss. And Karloff goes down on strikes. Goes after a low pitch there, maybe a little bit outside. He goes around with it, and he's a strikeout victim. That's going to be strikeout number two in the ball game for Bryce Rollins. So now a couple of strikeouts and one walk for Bryce so far. 2 2/3 innings, or 2 1/3 innings. Ryan Bender comes up there next. Bender, he had a single back there, drove home the run in the first inning of play for Hastings 5 points. So on the day with a batting average of .330, takes a look at a breaking pitch there. It's going to be in there for a called strike. Nothing and one to Ryan Bender for Hastings. Bender now with 32 base hits and 95 trips to the plate. He has walked the team high 25 times and has struck out 17 times this year. Here comes the 0-1. That's going to be down low. Nice grab there by Steinhauer behind the plate, the catcher. The count is now at one ball and one strike here to Bender of Hastings. Pat Opperman would be next, and then Will Reimer is in the hole. Seward scoring two runs in the first inning of play. They have not scored since. Hastings scoring a run in the first. And now they're threatening here in the third. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight at Duncan. The count is at one ball and one strike here to Ryan Bender waiting on the pitch. Here it's on its way. It's going to be fouled here at the plate. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes to Bender. Last night, Bender against Grand Island Home Federal was 0 for 3 at the plate. Had one strikeout. In fact, the only guy to receive any kind of contact was Will Reimer. A couple of infield singles as Will Bombsberger threw a two-hitter against Hastings last night, winning by a score of 4-0. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. That ball's going to be poked to right field, and that's going to be a base hit. Around the bag at third, coming home, and now the stop sign goes up. Xander Schmidt's going to stay at third base, but a single there for Ryan Bender, and now Hastings has got the bases loaded. Making a big turn down there at third was Xander Schmidt. He had notions of maybe coming home, but a stop sign comes up from the third base coach and Dave Illingworth. Now Hastings with the bases loaded here in the third inning of play with only one man out. And Pat Opperman comes to the plate next. Opperman last night in the ball game against GI was 0 for 1. Had a couple of walks. Opperman had a single his first time up there tonight. Batting average of .279 in the season. 24 base hits and 86 trips to the plate now with 18 base on balls and 10 strikeouts. Here comes the pitch by Bryce Rollins. It's going to be outside corner for a strike. Nothing in one. Hopefully an umpire, one of those guys, has that delayed strike motion here. No balls and one strike here to Pat Opperman. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be poked foul, first base side. And the count is sitting at no balls and two strikes. Will Reimer would be next. Hastings trying to get back into the ball game here, trailing in the contest by the score of 2-1. Each team now with 5 base hits in this contest. Xander Schmidt's down there at third base. Schneider's on at second. Ryan Bender is on at first base. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. And the count is now at 1-2 to Pat Opperman. Opperman has got 18 RBIs so far this year. A chance to drive a couple home right here with a base hit to the outfield. Here comes the pitch from Rollins that swung out and missed. Foul tap right back into the glove of the catcher, Jimmy Steinauer. A strikeout victim again. That's the third strikeout of the ball game for Bryce Rollins. And now Will Reimer comes up there next. Hastings with a golden opportunity here in this inning. They've got the bases loaded now in the third, but now there's two men out. Karloff and Pat Opperman striking out. And now Reimer takes a swing and a miss at an outside pitch and comes up empty. No balls and one strike to Will Reimer. His batting average at .289 on the season. Reimer with 28 base hits and 97 trips to the plate. A couple of base hits last night. Next pitch is way outside and a swing and a miss by Reimer. Nothing in two to Will. He's got 13 base on balls so far this year. He has struck out only 9 times in his 97 trips to the plate, but he's behind in the count here at no balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the next pitch by Rollins. That pitch is way outside, trying to get Reimer to chase after another pitch. Keeps the bat on the shoulder this time. And the count is sitting at 1-2 now. Bases are loaded. Bender is down there at first base. Schneider is on at second. Xander Schmidt is on at third. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's going to be hit towards short. It gets through there for a base hit. One run is going to score. The second one being waved to the plate. Here comes the throw in. Sliding in there safely. And let's see. The catcher holds the ball. And they've got him down there. The catcher held on to the ball, Jimmy Steinauer. So that second run, they get the tag on Graham Schneider. A nice throw there from the center fielder, Keith Wolverton. And the inning is over as Will Reimer knocks home a run here as Xander Schmidt comes home to score. They make it a 2-2 ball game. Dave Illingworth in the third base coaching box. He waves home that second run as Graham Schneider came to the plate, and he was nailed here as Jimmy Steinauer hangs onto the ball. The home plate umpire took a second look, make sure Steinauer still had the ball, and he rules him out at home plate. So a great throw there by Wolverton from center field, and the inning is over. Hastings comes back to score a run to tie up the ball game. We head to the top of the fourth now with a score. Hastings 2, Seward 2.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion Baseball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings and the Mike Peterson tournament this weekend. Hastings will play in Lincoln. In fact, they got games at Sherman Field on Friday. They'll take on Elkhorn South at noon. Then they'll play Lincoln U-Stop at 2:30 on Friday. Then on Saturday, Hastings will go over to Hartong Field in Lincoln. They have a 5 o'clock ball game against Papillion La Vista South, and then a 7:30 ball game against Lincoln J.C. Brager. And then depending on what happens in their first four ball games, Hastings will play again on Sunday. That is a tough tournament in Lincoln this weekend. The pre-4th of July tournament every year is very, very competitive, so we'll see what happens this weekend. Hastings playing 5 games Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Lincoln. Trying to finish off this two-game homestand with a victory here tonight. It's a 2-2 ball game. Seward and Hastings, 5 points. Here's Keith Wolverton up there now for Seward. He's the guy to that perfect strike to home plate to nail that second base runner coming to the plate for Hastings in the last half of an inning. That was Graham Schneider attempting to score. But a great throw here by Keith Wolverton nails him at the plate. Now Wolverton will lead off this fourth inning of play. Reached on his fielder's choice back there in inning number one. The count to him is at 2-1. Jonas Schultz stays out there for Hastings. There's the ball. It's going to be ripped to left field. Backing up is going to be Karloff, and he makes the catch. Overton gives it a ride, but right at the left fielder for Hastings, Matt Karloff, as he grabs the ball out there. This is going to be Jimmy Steinauer coming up there next. Steinauer is the catcher. He had a single, and he had a couple of stolen bases back there in the second inning, but he was left stranded in the second when Hastings turned a double play to get out of the inning. Seward played 2 runs in the first inning, and they have not scored since. We're now in the top half of the fourth inning with 1 man out as Jonas Schultz comes to the plate, and it's going to be a high fastball outside the strike zone. 1-0 to Steinauer. The number 9 hitter in the batting order for the Seward Blue Jays here tonight. Here comes the next pitch by Schultz. He squares around the button, pulls it back, and fouls it away. The count now with 1-1 to Steinauer, the catcher. Bryce Rollins, the pitcher, due up there next. Talked about the competition for Hastings this weekend. The ball game against Papillion-La Vista South on Saturday at 5 o'clock. Papillion-La Vista, a very good baseball team. In fact, they beat a team out of New York, Brooklyn of New York, in a tournament played in Omaha last weekend. Brooklyn, New York won the national championship in American Legion Baseball a year ago. So Papillion-La Vista South beat them in the Omaha tournament last weekend, and Hastings will play Papillion-La Vista South coming up on Saturday night at 5 o'clock in Lincoln during that Mike Peterson tournament. The count here is at 3-1 here to Jimmy Steinauer, left-handed hitter for the Seward Blue Jays. Here comes the 3-1 pitch by Jonas Schultz. It's going to be outside the strike zone, and he walks him. So Seward has a base runner again here in the fourth inning of play. That's going to be walk number 3 in the ball game by Jonas Schultz. He has also hit a man. And now Bryce Rollins, the pitcher, comes up there next. He has not had a whole lot of success here in the leadoff spot. Rollins, he fouled out to the first baseman in the first inning and came back with a strikeout in inning number 2. So he is 0-2 here tonight. Now watch Steinauer down there at first base. Now he had a couple of stolen bases back there when he was on the base pads in the second inning of play. He's got a good lead right now at first base. Bender will hold him on defensively for Hastings. Quick throw over there. Not in time as Steinauer dives back in there. 1 man out here in the fourth inning of play. Hastings has come back to tie the ball game up at 2 runs apiece. Jonas Schultz working from the stretch. He's got a sign from his catcher, Pat Opperman. Offers one to the plate. Here's a pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Squaring around the bunt was Rollins, but he pulls it back and will take that strike there. 0-1. Third base coach going through his signs down there in the box. Rollins looking. Now he enters the right-hand batter's box. Taking lead down there at first is going to be Jimmy Steinauer. Bender over there defensively for Hastings. Schultz out the belt, throws to the plate. It's going to be poked out here to a second base. Grabbing the ball is Panganiba, and he goes to first base. That's going to be in time. The runner was going on the pitch there. Panganiba was heading toward the bag at second to cover the bag down there. But the bunt was poked to the right side of the diamond and got by the pitcher, Jonas Schultz. Panganiba had to put on the brakes and come back to his position to grab the ball. His play was to first base. So the sacrifice works there, as he's thrown out on the play from second to first, and moving over to second base on the play is going to be Jimmy Steinauer. But now there's 2 men out for Seward. Drew Ten Benzel comes up there next. Ten Benzel had a single, scored a run, had a stolen base in the first inning of play. They reached on a base on balls in inning number 2. So he is 1-1 tonight. Man on in scoring position. That is Steinauer at second base. 5 base hits for Seward so far in the ball game. There's a breaking pitch by Jonas Schultz. It's going to be in there for a strike. So Schultz gave up 2 runs, 3 base hits in the first inning, and threw 35, 36 pitches in that first inning of play, but he's kind of settled down here. Man is on at second base right now here in the fourth. The ball clubs are tied up at 2 runs apiece. As the next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. 1-1 here to Drew Ten Benzel. Brady Trevino would be next. Wind's blowing toward the right field corner here tonight at Duncan Field. On a warm evening, but an enjoyable one. Second game of a 2-game series at home for Hastings this week. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it's now 2-1. Hastings will play in that Mike Peterson tournament this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They'll come back with a 13-game homestand to end the regular season. And then it's on into the Area 7 tournament that Hastings will also play here at home at Duncan. So Hastings 5 points will be at home quite a bit here in the month of July. Hopefully we'll qualify for the Class A State Baseball Tournament being held this year in Kearney and also in Omaha. That'll be the week following the area tournament. Pat Opperman, the catcher, goes out to have a couple of words now with Jonas Schultz. Home plate umpire breaks that up immediately. The count is at 2-1 here at the plate on Drew Tan Benzel, the second baseman for the Seward Blue Jays. Trying to give the Blue Jays a lead again with the man on at second base. But there's two guys out here. It's Tan Benzel waiting on the pitch now from Jonas Schultz. Jonah from the stretch here offers another one to the plate. That ball is going to be inside. It nearly hit the batter, Tan Benzel. And now the count is sitting at 3-1. Tan Benzel, number 2 in the batting order here tonight for Seward. Brady Trevino hoping to get a chance here in inning number 4. We're tied up at 2 runs apiece. Hastings and Seward here tonight. Here comes the 3-1 pitch by Schultz. It's going to be inside for a ball. So another walk. Runners are on at first and second base now. That's the 4th walk of the ball game by Jonas Schultz. Both of them, or 2 of them, occurring here in the 4th inning of play. Trevino comes up there next. And now we're going to have Dave Ellingworth, the pitching coach, coming out to talk with his pitcher out there, Jonas Schultz. So we're in the 4th inning of play with 2 men out. And now Seward has got runners on at first and second base here in the inning as the conference continues on the mound here tonight for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Our internet service here at the ballpark tonight, courtesy of Blue Force Broadband, provided by Glenwood Wireless. They've been serving Central Nebraska for over 50 years. For more information, you can email info@shopglenwood.net or you can call 866-756-4746. Conference is over. Jonas Schultz stays out there for Hastings. He will pitch to Brady Trevino, the shortstop for Seward. He hit into a double play his last time up there and had a baseline balls in the first, so he's 0-1. He will take a strike here, 0-1. Will Reimer making a nice play on a line out in the second inning of play, and then Will doubles up a base runner. Drew Tan Benzel at first base to end the second inning. That was the last time Trevino was up there. He's up there now here in the 4th inning. The count to him is at 0-1. Runners are on at first and second base. Hastings will play behind the runner at first with Brian Bender back there on the toward the edge of the outfield grass. So big leads at their respective bags. Here comes the next pitch. He's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. And now Trevino is behind in the count at 0-2. Seward left the bases loaded in the first inning after scoring 2 runs. Had a potential to be a big inning there in the first, but only scoring 2. The only runs in the ball game. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be behind the batter, back to the screen. Did it hit him? I'm going to say it hit him. Brady Trevino is hit by a pitch here. The second hit batter by Jonas Schultz. And that's going to be all she wrote here. As we're going to have a pitching change, I believe, coming up here for Hastings. Drew Tan Benzel hits down to second. Steinhauer moves along to third. And Trevino is on at first base after being hit by a pitch. We're going to have a pitching change coming up here for Hastings 5 Points Bank. We will take a break. We are in the 4th inning of play. The score, it is Hastings 2 and Seward 2.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned 5 Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't. Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through 4-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Duncan Field, Mason Spelnick is going to be your pitcher for Hastings. He was not expected to see action on the hill tonight, but head coach Steve Illingworth going to the pen and pulling out Mason Spelnick. His record is sitting at 4 wins and 2 losses on the season. He has thrown 35 and a third innings, giving up 36 hits and 21 runs. 16 of those have been earned. 7 baseline balls and 16 strikeouts. ERA is sitting at 3.17. So Mason Spelnick not expected to see time on the hill tonight. He's going to be pulled out of the bullpen now. Maybe Seward putting up a little bit bigger fight than we expected here tonight with this ball game tied up at 2 runs apiece as we play in the fourth inning of play. The first batter he'll face is Jathith Hartman. So Spelnick now, the right-hander, is going to throw here to Hartman, and the first pitch is going to be down low for a ball. So 1 ball and no strikes here to Hartman. He's got a couple of base hits already in the ball game. He's got a double and a single. And he hits that ball right to center field. Coming on is going to be Schneider. He can't get there. 1 run is going to score. Here comes a second one to the plate, sliding in there safely. So a 2-run single there by Hartman, and he's eating them up here against the Hastings pitching staff. His 3rd base hit of the ball game. Very first pitch that he sees from Spelnick. He hits that one to center field and scores 2 runs. And Seward goes back out on top by a score of 4-2 over Hastings. Those runs will be charged to the statistics of Jonas Schultz. So Jonas is going to end up giving up 4 runs. Here in the ball game, now runners are on at first and second base. So a 2-run single there by Jathith Hartman, his 3rd base hit of the ball game, has powered Seward back out on top 4-2. Trevor Fossler comes up there next. He is a 3rd baseman. He is 0-2 so far tonight. Fossler struck out in the first, and he fouled out to the 1st baseman back there in the 3rd. 2 men out here for Seward in this 4th inning of play. There's a strike given up from Mason Spelnick, and the count is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nothing in 2 to Trevor Fossler. So now Spelnick out there looking for the sign from his catcher, Pat Opperman. Looks at the runner at 2nd base, and here comes that pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside and down low. Good grab there by Pat Opperman behind the plate. Hastings with 5 games coming up this weekend, so I don't think Coach Illingworth wanted to use Mason tonight if he could get by without that, but he's out there now here in the 4th inning. Runners are on at 1st and 2nd base. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be in there. And that one's going to be a little bit low. Having a tough time figuring out the strike zone here for the home plate umpire tonight. That one is down low on Trevor Fossler. So the count is sitting at 2 balls and 2 strikes now on the 3rd baseman for Seward. Spelnick working from the stretch. Here comes the next pitch, and that one is going to be inside and nearly hit. Fossler, that would have loaded up the bases here. He scampers away from that one, and the count now is at 3 balls and 2 strikes with 2 men out. Runners will be going on the pitch here, 3-2 with 2 men out in the 4th inning of play. Runners are on at 1st and 2nd base. Spelnick from the stretch. There go the runners. Here comes the pitch. A called 3rd strike, and he strikes him out. Well, he's a couple of base runners on the base pads here in the 4th inning of play. But Seward comes back and gets a 2-run single to grab the lead here. As we head to the bottom of the 4th inning, Seward has got the lead over Hastings 5 points bank. It is Seward 4, Hastings 2.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams, your favorite Little League and softball teams, in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. And get the latest scores and stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Click on photos to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. It's easy to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion Baseball tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So now Hastings will have the bottom third of the order to come up here again in the fourth inning. Blaine Gatz, Nate Williams, and Brandon Paganiban. This is Blaine Gatz. He is 0 for 1 so far tonight. He sends that one down the line at third. Fair territory. Fossler with a long throw over to first base. That's going to get by the first baseman. Klinke making a turn, heading to a second base. Is going to be Gatz, and he is there for Hastings. So Gatz on the very first pitch sends that one down the third base line. Trevor Fossler, the third baseman, grabs it right at the bag at third and had to make a long throw over to first base. Got by the first baseman, Klinke. And heading up to second base on the play is going to be Blaine Gatz. But Hastings gets their leadoff man on here. That's going to be a tough error chalked up on the infield for Seward. Gatz is aboard at second base now as Nate Williams comes to the plate next. Williams grounded out his first time up there. He's 0 for 1, started the day with a batting average of 258. He backs out of the batter's box. Seward has now got the lead over Hastings. The score is 4-2. The Jays scoring two runs in the first inning of play and two in the top of the fourth. Hastings scoring a run in the first and a run in the third inning. Now trying to get back into the ball game here in the bottom of the fourth. Williams will take a pitch in there for a strike, nothing and one to Nate Williams. Williams, a left-handed hitter. He's got 8 base hits and 31 trips to the plate so far this season for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Couple of practice swings. Now he's ready to go as Bryce Rollins is ready to go. Here's the pitch hit down the line at first base. That's going to be in foul territory. So no balls and two strikes there to Nate Williams. Nate with 6 baseline balls so far this year. He's got 5 strikeouts. He does have a double for his extra base hits. Williams has driven home 5 runs. Nothing and two. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be just outside. Williams wanted to pull the trigger and did not. The count is sitting at 1-2. Blaine Gatz is your base runner at second. Leading off this fourth inning of play, reaching out an error on the third baseman, Trevor Fossler. Here comes the pitch to the plate. That one just misses outside. A little bit outside. 2-2. Brandon Paganiban would be next for Hastings, and then we'll see Xander Schmidt. Hastings trailing 4-2. Each team now with 6 base hits in the ballgame. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside. It's now 3-2. 3-2 the count here to Williams. So he's worked the count full. Bryce Rollins continues to throw out there for Seward. Jimmy Steinhauer is your catcher. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. That ball is going to be hit toward right field. Over toward the foul line, drifting across the line in foul territory and grabbing the ball is Jathith Hartman for the out. Tagging up at second base, heading to third, sliding in there is going to be Gatz. So Hastings now with a base runner over at third base. The long fly ball by Nate Williams is caught in foul territory down there by Jathith Hartman. A lot of room down the foul lines here at Duncan. Hartman makes the catch on the ball, but Blaine Gatz tagging up at second base. And now Hastings has a runner just 90 feet away from tapping home plate. Brandon Paganiban comes up there next. He flew out to center field his first time up there. Batting average of .206 on the season. 13 base hits and 63 trips to the plate. He tries to lay down a bunt here and takes a strike. Nothing and one. He's maybe trying to sneak a base runner home right there as Paganiban squares around the bunt. Couldn't get the bunt laid down. Gatz is back in there at third base. So nothing and one is the count here to Paganiban. Now he swings away and fouls it away. First base side right in front of the dugout, and the count goes to 0-2. Hastings 5 points, losing to Grand Island Home Federal last night, 4-0, as Will Bombsberger threw a two-hitter against Hastings. 5 points, going 3-2 in the Kearney Grand Island tournament over the weekend. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. That ball is swung on. The ball gets away from the catcher, Steinhauer, running down to first base, and then coming home is going to be Gantz. So Pagan Eben officially strikes out, but the ball got away from the catcher back to the screen. That allows the base runner to come home from third base. That is Gantz. And now Pagan Eben is on board at first base for Hastings 5 points bank. That's officially the fourth strikeout of the ball game for the pitcher, Bryce Rollins. But the ball got away from the catcher, Jimmy Steinhauer. Now it's a 4-3 ball game in favor of Seward. This is Xander Schmidt coming to the plate next. So Hastings has scored a run in the first, the third, and now the fourth. And Xander Schmidt comes up there next. He has 1-for-2 so far tonight. Now we're going to have a conference here as the head coach for Seward is on the pitcher's mound now with his entire infield pulled in there. So Hastings is planted to run here in the fourth inning. There's only one man out in the inning, and a base runner is at first base. That's Brandon Pagan Eben. Home plate umpire going to go out and break up the conference on the mound here. We'll see if Bryce Rollins will live to see another hitter, and that's going to be the case as Rollins will stay out there. Pagan Eben is at the bag at first base. Xander Schmidt is your batter here for Hastings 5 points. So the score is now 4-3. Seward has got the lead over Hastings. It's been maybe a more competitive game than we originally thought here. The Class B school and Seward coming in here to play Class A opponent Hastings here tonight. 4-3, Seward with a lead. There's a ball hit right to the third baseman. It's grabbed there by Fossler. It goes to second base. And pulling the second baseman off of the bag, Jutin Benzel tried to make a tag down there, but sliding in there safely was Pagan Eben, and everybody's going to be safe. Vossler made a nice play in the ball at third. His quick throw over to second base may have been a little bit low. Jutin Benzel maybe to the outfield side of second base to grab that one, and he tried to make the tag on Brandon Pagan Eben and couldn't get there, so everybody's going to be safe, and runners are on now at first and second base. That's going to be an error, I think, chalked up there to the Seward Blue Jays. Now Graham Schneider comes to the plate next. So a couple of errors here in this inning by Seward, and Hastings threatening again with runners on at first and second base and only one man out. Graham Schneider is up there next for Hastings. He reached on at he had a single in the first inning and came around the score, and then he had a base on balls in the third. So he is 1-for-1 tonight. Star of the night with a batting average of .257. Where's number 13 in that dark blue uniform here for Hastings 5 points? Seward playing in, especially at first base. That's a Clinky playing in front of the base runner down there. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. And it is now 3 balls and no strikes here to Graham Schneider of Hastings. He'll be taking all the way here. 13 base on balls, 18 strikeouts so far this season for Graham Schneider. Bryce Rollins continues to pitch out there for Seward with runners on at first and second base. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike in the inside corner. So it's 3-1. Schneider taking all the way there. Matt Karloff is due up there next, and we'll see Ryan Bender. 4-3, Seward with the lead. We're in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, and he walks him. Hastings now with the bases loaded as Schneider heads down to first. Xander Schmidt is on at second base. Brandon Pagan Eben is on at third base. Matt Karloff comes up there next. Rollins has not walked a whole lot of guys tonight. He walked a man in the third inning, and he has walked a man here in the fourth. And here's the pitch to Karloff that's going to be in there for a called strike. A breaking pitch that's in there. Just double-checking my figures here. That is the second walk of the ball game given up by Rollins out there for Seward. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low, and a good grab there by Jimmy Steinhauer behind the plate. So now 1-1. Hastings is only one man out here in the fourth. Bases are juiced up. Graham Schneider is on at first base. Xander Schmidt is on at second. Over there at third is Pangan Eben. Rollins working from the stretch. Here comes the 1-1. It's going to be inside for a ball. And it is now two balls and one strike here to Karloff. He started the day with a batting average of 307. Karloff with 23 base hits and 75 trips to the plate. He's only walked one time this year, and he has struck out 16 times. The next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it's now three balls and one strike. So now Bryce Rollins is going to come home here, or the tying run would come to the plate. Actually, the tying run would cross the plate here. Got a base runner down there at third. That's Pangan Eben. Three balls and one strike. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low, and he walks him. So walk number three is going to produce a run here. Matt Karloff drives home a run with a walk. That brings home Brandon Pangan Eben. That makes it a 4-4 ball game now between Hastings and Seward. Hastings still with the bases loaded as Xander Schmidt moves down to third base in the play. Graham Schneider is on at second base. Matt Karloff is on at first base. And Ryan Bender comes to the plate. Bender, the cleanup hitter in the batting order, is batting average at 330 on the season. He's got a couple of singles already tonight. So he's 2-for-2 as he waits on the pitch here from Rollins. That one is going to be in there for a strike, a breaking pitch. That nicks the outside corner, nothing and one. Ryan Bender, he's now 33 out of 96 from the plate. With that batting average sitting at 330. Takes a whack at that one right back to the pitcher's mound. Rollins goes to the plate for one, down to first base, double play. Bender taps it right back to the pitcher, Bryce Rollins. He comes to Steinauer at the plate, down to Zach Klinke for a double play. A 1-2-3 double play to get out of the inning here for the Seward Blue Jays. But Hastings comes back to tie things up here in the fourth inning. We go to the top of the fifth with a score. Hastings 4, Seward 4.
Hastings College graduates become
astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Duncan Field, American Legion baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. As we head to the fifth inning, this one's scheduled for 7 here tonight between Hastings and the Seward Blue Jays. Seward scoring 2 runs in the first inning and 2 in the 4th. Hastings scoring 1 run in the first, 1 run in the third, and then 2 more in the bottom of the fourth inning. Big double play there turned by Seward. Hastings going to made that a big inning there. Ryan Bender tapping one back to the pitcher who doubles up. Doubles up the base runners here. Both Bender and Xander Schmidt throwing out there. The double play to end the inning. So now it's going to be Seward coming to bat here in the fifth inning of play. Mason Spilnick is your pitcher for Hastings. Zach Klinke is going to be your batter as he strolls to the plate here for Seward. Klinke is your first baseman. Hit a 2-run single in the first inning, and he grounded out in inning number 3. So he's 1-for-2 here tonight. Seeing Spilnick for the first time. And the starting pitcher for Hastings with Jonas Schultz. He lasted 3 2/3 innings tonight, giving up 4 runs, 2 hit batters, 4 walks, 2 strikeouts, and 5 hits. There's the ball hit to the shortstop, Reimer. His throw over to first base would have been in time, but Bender has it fall out of his glove. That would have been an out on the Zach Klinke as the tapper out. Will Reimer grabs it on the grassy portion of the infield there for Hastings. He had plenty of time to get the out on Zach Klinke, but the ball falls out of the glove of Bender over there at first base. So that's the first error of the ball game, chalked up on Hastings' 5 points here in this one. And Seth Fitzke coming up there next. He was hit by a pitch in the first inning, and he grounded out in the third, so he's 0-1 tonight. So Stewart, a Class B opponent here, hanging around in this ball game against Hastings Five Points Bank here tonight. There's a bunt laid down, first base side, foul territory. So it's nothing and one to Seth Fitzke. And in the first ball game tonight, it was Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes all over Seward by a score of 19-2. Hastings with 19 runs, 13 base hits, and one error. Seward, 2 runs, 3 hits, and 3 errors. Hastings scoring 2 runs in the first inning, 6 in the second, 6 in the third, 5 in the fourth. Game stopped after 4.5 innings by the run rule. Alex Panganiban had 3 base hits for JIH. Ryan Kern had 2. Jameson Cockrell had 2 base hits. For head coach Russ Kindig, JIH, Johnson Imperial Homes with a win over the Seward juniors tonight, 19-2. Throw by Spilnick over the first base. Not in time as Klinke gets back in there. Here's another throw over there. Not in time as Spilnick and Bender play catch over there on the right side of the diamond. 4-4 is the score. Hastings and Seward here tonight. Winning at the plate is Seth Fitzke. The count to him is at no balls and one strike. Here comes the next pitch. An attempted bunt that's going to be in foul territory. So nothing and two. Well, Fitzke, we'll see if he's going to swing away now with the count not in his favor. Keith Wolverton, the center fielder, is due up there next. And then Jimmy Steinauer. American Legion Baseball here tonight. Hastings playing their second consecutive game this week after losing to Grand Island Home Federal last night. Each team with 6 base hits here in this one. And we're tied up at 4 runs apiece. Base runner is Klinke down there at first. And here comes the 0-2 pitch from Spilnick. Swung on and he strikes him out, going after an outside pitch there. Second strikeout of the ball game for Spilnick since he came on in relief in the fourth inning. And Keith Wolverton comes up there next. Wolverton wears number 40 in that gray and blue uniform here for the Blue Jays. As he steps up there in the fifth inning now with one man out. Base runner is on at first base. Bender over there will hold him on defensively. Jimmy Steinauer will be next as they're working in the bottom third of the order now here in the fifth. Spilnick working from the stretch. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low. Now a throw down to first base and not in time. Back in there just in the nick of time was Zach Klinke. The pitch by Spilnick was way outside. Opperman went out to chase it down and the quick throw down to first base. Klinke just getting in there. Back to the bag safely. The count is at 1-0. Spilnick now looking for the sign from Opperman. He's got it. Comes set. There's a quick throw to first base. Not in time as Klinke is back in there. Wind has died down now at Duncan as the Old Glory out there in center field is limp. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball, and the count goes to 2-0. If you're just joining us, it was 96 degrees at game time here tonight. Winds out of the northeast at 7. It felt like 100. Humidity was at 39%. Here comes a 2-0 pitch to the plate. That's going to be outside for a ball. It's now 3-0. So now Spilnick in the desperate mode here, looking to get Keith Overman to do something up there. 3-0. Overman is the center fielder tonight. Made a nice throw to the plate to chop down one of the Hastings runs earlier in the ball game as he sends that one too short. They go to second base for one over to first base, and the throw is going to be wild. It gets by Ryan Bender, so they get one, and that's it. Will Reimer grabs it. It's a shortstop. He goes over and touches the bag to catch the force out on Zach Klinke. But then his throw over to first base was wild, and it got by Ryan Bender. So Overton is going to be safe over here at the bag at first. So they get one on the play. But a base runner is on at first base now with one man out. And Jimmy Steinauer comes up there next. So Overton is going to be reaching out a fielder's choice officially as the shortstop for Hastings, Will Reimer, goes over and touches the bag at second for the force out and Zach Klinke. So Jimmy Steinauer comes up there next. He is the catcher. He's got a single and a base on balls so far today. And he has scored a run. He's got a couple of stolen bases. Wolverton is now your base runner at first base as the pitch comes in. There's going to be a strike by Spilnick. And the count is now nothing and one to Jimmy Steinauer, the number 9 hitter in the batting order. Hastings 4 and Seward 4 here tonight in American Legion baseball action. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to be in there on the inside corner of the left-hander. Nothing and two now to Jimmy Steinhauer. Bryce Rollins, the pitcher, is due up there next. There's two men out here for Seward. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. That ball is going to be hit to right field. Nate Williams comes on, and Nate Williams makes the catch for the third out. So Jimmy Steinhauer is going to fly out to the right fielder to end the inning. Seward had some base runners here in the fifth, but Hastings able to chop them down here with no damage done. Seward scores no runs in the fifth inning of play. No runs on no hits. One error on Hastings, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning with a score. Seward 4, Hastings 4.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, American Legion baseball action. Hastings now batting here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. This one's scheduled for seven here tonight between Hastings and Seward. We are tied up at four runs apiece. Seward so far with four runs on six base hits. They've got three errors. They have left seven men on the base pads. Hastings with four runs, six base hits. They've got one error. They've left seven. So Hastings coming to bat now here in inning number five. And coming up there for Hastings, 5 points back in the fifth inning will be numbers 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order. That will be Pat Opperman, Will Reimer, and Blaine Gatz. And it's going to be, let's see, Bryce Rollins is going to stay out there and throw for Seward. He's went all the way. Hastings has used two pitches so far. Jonas Schultz got the start. Mason Spilnick is out there now for Hastings. So Opperman comes up there. For Hastings, 5 points back. He is 1-for-2 so far tonight. He's got a single in the first, and he struck out in the third inning of play. So he's 1-for-2, batting average of .279 to start the night. Number five in the batting order here for head coach Steve Illingworth. There's a fastball delivered up there by Bryce Rollins. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. No changes defensively for Seward. Jimmy Steinhauer is still behind the plate with Rollins on the mound. There's a ball tapped over the head of Rollins on the mound. Fielded there by Trevino. The shortstop is throwing the first base. It's not going to be in time. A high chopper from Pat Opperman. It goes over the head of the pitcher, Bryce Rollins. The shortstop, Brady Trevino, grabs it right in front of the bag at second base. A tough play there. He got the throw away, but it was not in time. The catch of Pat Opperman down at the plate. That's going to be an infield single there by Opperman. So he leads off this fifth inning with a single. And that's going to bring up Will Reimer next. Reimer had a couple of base hits last night. He's got one base hit here today. Drove home a run back there in the third inning. And he flew out to the second baseman back there in inning number one. So he's 1-for-2, and now timeout is called. So Reimer is up there. He started the day with a batting average of .289. Reimer's got 28 base hits and 97 trips to the plate this year. He has walked 13 times. He has struck out 9 times. Takes a strike here. The ball gets away from the catcher, Steinhauer, but staying at first base is going to be Pat Opperman. Will Reimer is looking at kind of no balls and one strike. Taking his lead down here at first is going to be Opperman. Pretty good size lead there. Reimer squares around the bunt. Nice one down the first place line. Rollins grabs it. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time to catch Reimer as he lays down a sacrifice, a successful sacrifice. Heading down to second base on the play is going to be Opperman. So Reimer lays down a bunt down the first baseline. Perfectly placed. Ball rolls dead out there in the grassy portion of the infield. Rollins retrieves it for Seward. Goes to the first baseman, Klinke, for the first out here in this fifth inning of play. That's going to bring up Blaine Gatz next. Gatz reached on an error his last time up there in the fourth and grounded out in the second inning of play. So he's officially 0 for 2 in the ball game here tonight. He has scored a run. Batting average on the season at 269. There's a breaking pitch that's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Blaine Gatz. Now Hastings has the lead run down there at second base in the form of Pat Opperman. Second baseman Drew Tin Benzel hanging around the bag there for Seward defensively. Bryce Rollins pitches to the plate. That's swung on and missed. An outside pitch there is Blaine Gatz fishing for something there and comes up empty. Nothing in two. Brady Trevino still at shortstop and Trevor Fossler is at third base for Seward. We're tied up at four runs apiece. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Bryce Rollins looking in for the sign again from his catcher, Jimmy Steinhauer. Breaking pitch and a cold third strike there, and Blaine Gatz goes down. A strikeout there for the pitcher, Rollins. That's going to be his fourth strikeout of the ball game. As Blaine Gatz goes down, he struck out once last night against Grand Island Home Federal. Now there's two men out here in the inning. And that's going to bring up Nate Williams next. He is 0 for 2. Williams number 8 in the batting order as he takes a look at this pitch here. It's going to be outside for a ball, 1-0. So Hastings with the lead run down there at second base. But now there's two men out here in the inning. And the number 8 hitter in the batting order, Nate Williams, coming to plate. 258 was his average to start the day today. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. But first it's going to be Rollins looking towards second base off of the rubber. Now walking back to the bag at second is going to be Pat Opperman. Now we're set to go again as Williams digs in. Now the ball gets away on the pitch. Steinhauer retrieves the ball down here in front of the concrete in front of us. And running down to third base on the play on the pass ball is going to be Opperman. Now Hastings has got the lead run just 90 feet away. As that pitch was down low from the pitcher, Bryce Rollins, it got away back to the screen here. Chased down by Steinhauer, and Pat Opperman is in plenty of time to get down to third base. So two balls and no strikes here at the plate on Nate Williams. Nate now takes a swing at this one and a swing and a miss. 2-1 the count. Brandon Panganiban would be next. Hastings trying to plate the lead run here in the fifth inning of play. Seward has pretty well controlled this thing. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. A good stop again by Steinhauer behind the plate. Now it's three balls and one strike. Nate Williams ahead of the count here. He's walked six times so far this year. He has struck out five times. Bryce Rollins looking in for the sign and now backing out of the batter's box. Actually, this is a pinch hitter in there. This is going to be Kyle Goldenstein. Goldenstein is up there and he will draw a walk. So a pinch hitter, Goldenstein, comes up there in this fifth inning of play for Nate Williams in the fifth, and he gets a walk. Brandon Panganiban comes up there now, so it was Goldenstein up there and not Nate Williams here in the fifth inning as he draws the walk. So runners are on now at first and third base. Brandon Panganiban comes up there next. Panganiban flew out to center field, struck out the last time up, but the catcher dropped the third strike. Panganiban got aboard and he eventually came around to score for Hastings in the fourth. So now runners are on at first and third base with two men out. That's Goldenstein out at first base. Down there at third is Pat Opperman. There's Panganiban in a swing and a miss. Goes after an outside pitch there and comes up empty. Seven base hits now for Hastings in the ball game, including one here in this fifth inning of play. We are tied up at four runs apiece. This is the number 9 hitter in the batting order, Brandon Panganiban. Saw the day with a batting average of 206. Goldenstein down there at first base taking a lead. The pitcher Bryce Rollins was looking his way at first base. Now he's ready to go on the hill. Here's the next pitch to the plate. That's going to be inside for a ball. So one ball and one strike. Last night we played the entire seven innings in about 2 hours and 5 minutes. Tonight we're in the bottom of the fifth inning. We're 2 hours old here at Duncan. This one's scheduled for 7. Here comes the next pitch way outside. Has now 2 balls and 1 strike. 2-1 the count here to Brandon Pagenebin. He has walked 6 times so far this year. He has struck out 17 times. Pagenebin did not have an official at bat last night in the ballgame against Grand Island Home Federal. Waiting on the pitch here, the 2-1. The ball is going to be tapped towards short. Trevino has got it. He goes over to second base, and the second baseman drops the ball. Drew Tenbenzel drops the ball, and everybody is going to be a safe, and a run comes in to score for Hastings, and Hastings 5 points back has the lead. Brady Trevino fields the ball cleanly there at shortstop. Kind of hesitated, but it still had plenty of time to catch the force out at second base. On the Goldenstein, Drew Tenbenzel had the ball just fall out of his glove there, and everybody's going to be safe. So Paganiba is going to reach on a error right here. A run comes in to score as Pat Opperman comes in to tap home plate to make it a 5-4 ball game. And Hastings still alive here in the fifth. Runners are on at first and second base now as Xander Schmidt comes to the plate. So a tough break there for Seward. They should have been out of the inning right there as Brady Trevino handles that one at shortstop and nonchalantly just kind of flipped the ball over to Drew Tenbenzel covering the bag at second, and the ball falls out of his glove. So a run comes in to score. Opperman comes in to tap home plate to make it a 5-4 ball game now in favor of Hastings. And here comes a pitch that's going to hit Xander Schmidt. That one got away from Bryce Rollins. So Xander Schmidt is now going to be hit by a pitch. He heads down to first base. Down to second base is going to be Pagenebin. Over at third base is going to be Goldenstein. And coming up to the plate next for Hastings is going to be Graham Schneider. So a 5-4 ball game. There's 2 men out here in the fifth. Nobody's stirring right now in the dugout for Seward. I think they've only got 9 guys suited up here tonight. So they're going to have a reliever come in there. It's going to have to be somebody in the field here tonight. Graham Schneider comes up there next. He's got a single and a couple of walks so far in the ball game tonight. He takes a strike here on the outside corner, nothing and one. Schneider started the day with a batting average of .257 on the season. 18 base hits and 70 trips to the plate. Left-handed hitter here for head coach Steve Illingworth. There's the ball. It's going to be lifted to the outfield. Shallow outfield. In fact, it's going to stay in the infield. And the shortstop Brady Trevino is going to grab it. Maybe held that baby up. Thought maybe it was going to be a blooper to left field. But Brady Trevino, the shortstop, grabs that one. And the inning is over for Hastings as Graham Schneider flies out to the shortstop to end the inning. But Hastings comes back to grab the lead. We have played 5 innings here tonight at Duncan Field. The score, Hastings 5 and Seward 4.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at Duncan, Hastings College, or rather Hastings Five Points Bank, now with a lead here over the Seward Blue Jays, a score of 5-4. As Seward will come to bat here in the sixth inning of play, we got the top of the order coming up here with Bryce Rollins, also Drew Tenbenzel, and also Brady Trevino. Los Angeles Angels winners over the Baltimore Orioles tonight in Major League Baseball, 13-1, then in the American League. Bottom of the eighth inning now is the Rangers leading the Detroit Tigers by the score of 11-9. The Yankees have beaten Cleveland today 5-4. The White Sox over the Twins 12-5. The Red Sox rolled past the Toronto Blue Jays 10-4. The Royals over the Tampa Bay Rays this afternoon 5-4. That completes a 3-game sweep for Kansas City at home. Athletics over the Mariners by the score of 2-1. Get you the updated National League scores here just in a second as Seward coming to bat in the sixth inning Rollins taking a pitch in there for a strike from Mason Spilnick, who stays out there for Hastings 5 points. As the ball tapped to Panganiban at second base, he goes to first, and that's going to be just in time. He really took too much time to get that ball away there, but he catches Bryce Rollins down there by a step or so, down there at first base. First down the sixth inning of play. Goes 4-3 officially, and Drew Tin Benzel comes up there next. Tin Benzel had a single in the first inning of play, came around to score. Had a base on balls in the second, had a base on balls in the fourth. He's officially 1-for-1 in this ball game as he comes up there for the fourth time here tonight. Tin Benzel, the second baseman. He will take a pitch outside for a ball here. One ball and no strikes. Jonas Schultz got the start for Hastings 5 points tonight. He went 3 2/3 innings, gave up 4 runs, hit 2 batters, had 4 walks, 2 strikeouts, and 5 hits. In his first start of the season and first start of his career at the seniors level here. Mason Spilnick out there now for Hastings 5 points bank. Next pitch is going to be outside the strike zone as well. 2 balls and no strikes. Here comes the next one from Spilnick. That's a fastball. That's going to be in there for a strike. It's 2-1. Brady Trevino will follow him. One of these guys get aboard. We'll see Jathith Hartman here in the Seward half of the sixth inning. Here comes the next pitch by Spilnick. That's going to be in there for another strike right at the knees. Another fastball. It's now 2 balls and 2 strikes. The outfield not too deep here by Drew Tin Benzel as they wait here. Here's the pitch. It's going to be just outside in a little check swing here. And the appeal down to the base umpire. He says, no, he did not go around with it. Drew Tin Benzel with a check swing on a pitch that was way outside. So the guy remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes here. They look down at the base umpire and he says, no, immediately. So Pat Opperman crouches behind the plate and waits on this next pitch here from Mason Spilnick. Here it comes. It's going to be down low for a ball, and he walks him. So Seward has got a base runner. That sends Drew Tin Benzel down to the bag at first. That is going to be the first walk of the ball game given up by Spilnick as he came on in relief. He's got a couple of strikeouts. And coming up there next is going to be Brady Trevino. Trevino is the shortstop here for Seward. It's a 5-4 ball game. Hastings is out on top of the Seward Blue Jays. There goes the runner at first base. That swing and a miss at the plate. The throw down there from Opperman is not going to be in time. In fact, the throw was high by Pat Reimer, leaving his feet down there at the second base to grab that one. So a stolen base there by Drew Tin Benzel. He is now on in scoring position at second. Trevino took a whack at that last pitch and missed everything. So it's nothing and one at the plate to Brady Trevino. Jathith Hartman, the right fielder, is due up there next. Trevino, number 3 in the batting order here. And here comes the next pitch from Spilnick. That ball's going to be hit towards short. Reimer picks it up on the hop. He goes to first base. That's going to be dug out of the dirt there by the first baseman, Ryan Bender. So Trevino is going to be thrown out of the play from short to first. Moving along to third base on the play is going to be Drew Tin Benzel. So now the tying run is over there at third. Now there's 2 men out for Seward. And coming up there next is going to be Jathith Hartman, the right fielder. He is the cleanup hitter in the batting order here for Seward, and so far tonight he is 3-for-3. A single, a double, and a 2-run single in his 3 plate appearances. He takes a whack at that one, and it's fouled off. So this guy has been a tough out to get here for Seward tonight, and the tying run is down there at third base. Spilnick will pitch here to the right fielder for Seward, Jathith Hartman. Big guy stands in from the left side. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be just inside for a ball. Looked pretty good from here, but it's 1 ball and 1 strike to Hartman for Seward. Spilnick working from the full windup with a man on at third base. There's an outside pitch and a swing and a miss. Hartman goes after that pitch there and comes up empty. Now it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. This would be a big out here for Mason Spilnick and Hastings 5 points with that Tying run down there at third base. Here's the next pitch. Hit on the ground towards second. Panganiban has got it. Now it goes off of his glove. And everybody's going to be safe. And a run comes in to score. Panganiban on a roller out there at second base. Cannot handle it. Jathus Hartman will get aboard here. And a run comes in to score as Drutin Benzel comes home to tap the plate here. And now it's a 5-5 ball game. We're tied up again here in the sixth. So an error chalked up there on Hastings 5 points bank as Panganiban cannot make a play on the ball there at second base. Runner is on at first base. That is Hartman. Here's Trevor Fossler coming to the plate next. Fossler is the third baseman. The runner goes on a pitch and no throw this time from the catcher, Pat Opperman. So Hartman moves down to second base on the play. The pitch to Trevor Hoffman, or rather Trevor Fossler, is going to be down low and in the dirt. So one ball and no strikes here to the number five hitter in the batting order for the Seward Blue Jays. We're tied up at 5 runs apiece now in the sixth inning of play. Class B opponent Seward giving Hastings everything they want here tonight. Mosler ahead in the count at 1-0. Spilnick looking at the runner at second base, offers one to the plate. There's a tapper toward third. Fielded there by Gatz, his long throw to first base. That's going to be in time. So the error on Panganiban costs Hastings a run. And we're tied up again as Fossler grounds out to the third baseman in Blaine Gatz. The inning is over here for the Seward Blue Jays. They score 1 run on the no hits, 1 error on Hastings, 1 man left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth with a score. Hastings 5 and Seward 5.
The superheroes of service powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1230 KHAS.
We head to inning number 6 here tonight. The bottom of the 6th, Hastings and Seward tied up at 5 runs apiece. Jarosa scores in Major League Baseball in the National League tonight. The Pirates over the Phillies 11-7. That game is now final. The Braves over the Diamondbacks 6-4. The Marlins beat the Cardinals tonight 5-3. The Astros over the Padres by the score of 1-0. Bottom of the 8th inning, the Washington Nationals leading the Colorado Rockies 11-3. Final score in, the Brewers over the Cincinnati Reds by the score of 8-4. The Mets today hammered the Chicago Cubs 17-1. Final score, the Giants over the Dodgers by the score of 3-0. So most of the action complete now in Major League Baseball. We are in inning number 6 here tonight. Seward takes advantage of a Hastings miscue in the top half of this inning to tie things back up. And the pitcher for Seward stays out there. That's Bryce Rollins. Hastings will have Karloff and Bender and Opperman coming to the plate here in this sixth inning of play. Karloff is ahead on the count here now at 2 balls and 1 strike as they go to work on him. Matt Karloff tonight, he struck out in the first inning. He struck out in the third. Had a base on balls that drove home a run in the fourth inning of play as he fouls away this next pitch. And it's now even up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings will play in the Mike Peterson tournament in Lincoln this weekend. 5 games, 2 on Friday, 2 on Saturday, 1 on Sunday. And they return home beginning next week for a 13-game homestand as they get ready for the area tournament coming up later on this month, a tournament that will be hosted by Hastings here at Duncan. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ryan Bender will be next for Hastings. Karloff waiting for the pitch. He sends that one to the left side. Trevino at shortstop. He can't handle the ball. It is off of his glove in a shallow left field, and Hastings has a base runner in the sixth. As Matt Karloff gets aboard on an error on the shortstop for Seward, Brady Trevino. That's going to be the fifth error of the night on Seward. Hastings has got a couple of errors in the ball game, so seven errors between the two teams here tonight. And now Ryan Bender comes into plate. Bender hit into a double play his last time up there in the fourth. Had a single in the third, had a single in the first. So he is 2 for 3 here tonight. Hastings with a base runner on now. That's it. Karloff down at the bag at first. Karloff with a couple of stolen bases so far this year. Two of the 38 that Hastings has recorded this season. 1-0 the count here to Bender. Here comes the next one. It's going to be up high now to throw down to first base. Scampering into the bag quickly there is Karloff. So 2-0 the count here to Ryan Bender. Dave Illingworth, the third base coach, going through the signs down there for Hastings Fine Points Bank. We'll see maybe if they start the runner over there at first in Matt Karloff. Rice Rollins will look that way. The pitcher comes center of the mound. Runner stays put. Pitch to the plate is going to be in there for a strike. Two balls and one strike down to Bender of Hastings. Bender leads the team in walks with 25. He has struck out 17 times coming into the ball game here tonight. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. And the count is now 3-1 on Bender. So Ryan Bender up there for Hastings. He's got 3 doubles to his credit, 4 triples, 4 home runs, 24 runs driven home. And now he walks them here. So Hastings with runners on at first and second base as Bender walks for the 26th time this season. And that's going to bring up Pat Opperman next. Rollins has not walked a whole lot of guys here in this ball game tonight. And that's going to be all she wrote here, as we have a pitching change for the Seward Blue Jays. So a pitching change coming up here for the Jays. We'll take a break. We're in the sixth inning of play with a score. Hastings 5 and Seward 5.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
So Chase Werdemann is going to come on now and throw for Seward in the sixth inning of play with Hastings with runners on at first and second base in a 5-5 ball game here. So Chase Werdemann comes out for Bryce Rollins, who goes 5 innings plus tonight. 7 hits, 5 walks, 4 strikeouts, and 5 runs. The numbers so far on Bryce Rollins. He'll be responsible for the two guys on the base pads here. Here's an attempted bunt laid down, and it's going to be caught here by Werdemann, and the throw to second base is not going to be in time. So Pat Opperman trying to lay down a bunt here with runners on at first and second base. He pops it up. It was caught there by Waterman on the mound for the out. And then Waterman trying to go into second base to double up Karloff, who gets back into the bag there. So Pat Opperman is retired in the play. And that's going to bring up Will Reimer next. We're in a 5-5 ball game here in the sixth inning. This one's scheduled for 7 tonight here at Duncan. Class B opponent Seward in town to take on Hastings 5 Points Bank here tonight. And the pitch by the right-hander in Waterman is going to be inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. So his team has used a reliever here in this ball game tonight. Waterman coming center on the mound now. Here comes the pitch to the plate. A hard throwing ball there is going to be tapped to the left side. It's going to be fielded there by Fossler at third base. His throw to first base is not going to be in time. Will Reimer, the speedster, gets down the line there for Hastings 5 Points Bank, and everybody is going to be safe. Fossler goes to his left and grabs that one in front of the shortstop, Brady Trevino. Had to get rid of the ball quickly as he saw it out of the corner of his eye there as Reimer got down the line, and he crosses the bag at first base. That's going to be a infield single again for Reimer. He's had three of those in the last two games. Karloff moves his way around to third base on the play. Bender is on at second base. Reimer is now on at first base. Blaine Gatz comes up there next for Hastings 5 Points. He is 0 for 3 so far tonight. Reached on an error, scored a run, struck out once and grounded out once. He pokes this one foul. First base side out of play, nothing and one to Blaine Gatz. So Hastings with a chance to do some damage here in the sixth inning of play. Blaine Gatz is up there, batting average of .269 to start the day. He had 14 base hits and 52 trips to the plate. Gatz last night against Grand Island was 0 for 3 with a strikeout. Here comes the next pitch. It is swung on and foul tap back to the screen. So Gatz now looking at kind of no balls and two strikes. Hastings with only one man out here in the sixth. Gatz so far this year has driven home 5 runs. He's got one home run to his credit. That's his extra base hit out of the 14 hits that he has achieved so far this year. And now Chase Waterman backs off with a mound. Takes an extra moment or two here as he gets ready to deliver another pitch to Blaine Gatz. 0-2. There's a swing and a miss and he strikes out. Waterman strikes out Gatz. Now a throw down to third base, and they've got him down there at third base. Karloff was off of the bag at third. They threw it down there, and Karloff tried to get in there, and the inning is over for Hastings. Wow, that was a big play there as they double up. Karloff down at the bag at third base, and the inning is over. Down there as they catch Karloff off the bag at third, and the inning is over for Hastings. They score no runs. It looked promising early, but no runs for Hastings here in the sixth inning of play on the one base hit. They had one error in the inning, and they ended up with 2 men left on base. We go to the top of the seventh inning with a score, Hastings 5 and Seward 5.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned 5 Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Duncan Field, Hastings with a golden opportunity. Just went by the wayside there in the bottom of the sixth inning. Had the bases loaded with only one man out, and Hastings does not score. And now Seward comes up here in the top half of the seventh inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight. And we have reached the seventh inning as Zach Klinke comes up there first. They got 6, 7, and 8 in the batting order here for the Seward Blue Jays to take on Hastings and Mason Spilnick, who's out there in relief of Jonas Schultz here tonight. Spilnick goes to work, and the first pitch is going to be fouled third base side, right in front of the Hastings dugout, or just on top of the Hastings dugout into the fence. Nothing and one to Zach Klinke. So far tonight, he had that two-run single back there in the first. Grounded out in the third inning of play and reached on an error. There's a ball hit to the left side. It's going to be into left field for a base hit. Reimer tried to knock it down. It's short and couldn't do it. So Zach Klinke gets aboard here with a base hit into left field. So now the lead run is on the base pads here for Seward. And Seth Fitzke comes to the plate next. He is the right fielder. He's been hit by a pitch. He has grounded out once and he has struck out once. 0 for 2 so far in this ball game. So Fitzke comes up there, a right-handed hitter. Mason Spelnick on the mound for Hastings with a base runner on at first base. That's Klinke. A throw over there is not in time. Ryan Bender covering the bag over there for Hastings at first. 5-5 is the score. We're in the seventh inning of play. Squares around the bunt, pulls it back, takes a pitch on the outside corner for a strike. Nothing and one to Seth Fitzke. Coming up after the ball game, we've got our player of the game and also the coach's post-game show before we get out of here tonight. Fitzke waiting here at the plate with club in hand, but a throw first of all over the first base. That's not in time. Again, Bender applying the tag, but in there easily and standing up was Zach Klinke. Fitzke again waiting here at the plate. Mason Spelnick looking for the sign. He's got it. There goes the runner at first base, and it's a bunt that's going to be fouled away. Fitzke fouls this one away, and he's now at 0-2. So going back to first base was Klinke. He was going on the pitch. So now the count here is at no balls and two strikes on Seth Fitzke. Keith Wolverton is due up there next for Seward. And here comes the next pitch from Mason Spelnick, way outside. In fact, way upside and up high as Pat Opperman leaps up there to grab that one. And the count now at one ball and two strikes on Fitzke. In the top of the seventh inning, we're tied up at five runs apiece here tonight in American Legion Baseball. Spelnick again, 1-2 the count. There's the ball hit right back to Spelnick, back to first base, double play. A line drive hit right back to Spelnick on the mound. He snags that ball and goes right back to first base with a double play. And now there's two men out. So a great play there by the pitcher, Mason Spelnick, after delivering the ball. That came back in a hurry to the pitcher's mound. He sticks out the glove, grabs the ball there, and he gets it over to Ryan Bender to double up Zach Klinke over at first base. So now there's two men out here in the seventh inning. That's going to bring up Keith Wolverton next. He is a center fielder. Spelnick goes to work on him, and there's a fastball that's in there for a strike. Nothing and one. Looking ahead to the Hastings half of the seventh inning, we've got numbers 8, 9, and 1 in the batting order schedule up there with a chance to win the ball game. Hopefully, if we can hold Seward out of here in the top half of the inning. Wolverton takes a swing and a miss on this next pitch, and it's 0-2. There's two men out now here in the seventh. Keith Wolverton, the center fielder, still looking for his first base hit of the ball game here tonight. There's a fastball thrown in by Spelnick. It's going to be up high for a ball, 1-2 the count. You're listening to Legion Baseball coverage tonight from Duncan Field. Been a competitive game tonight between Hastings and Seward. One ball and two strikes on Wolverton. Next pitch is going to be hit on the ground. Reimer's got it at shortstop over to first base. They've got it. Three up, three down here, so to speak, for the Seward Blue Jays. Getting a double play. So now Hastings with a chance to win it in the bottom of the seventh inning. Seward scores no runs, a base hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh with a score. Seward 5, Hastings 5.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by your first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Seely's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Duncan Field, we head to the bottom of the seventh inning. We're tied up at five runs apiece. Hastings with a chance to win it here with a run in this inning. Chase Waterman is going to be the pitcher for Seward as he's going to come out here for another inning of relief. This is going to be Kyle Goldenstein leading things off here in the seventh inning of play. Goldenstein now playing out in right field. Goldenstein came on in that last of, in the fifth inning of play and batted. Got a base on bowls. So Goldenstein is up there. He attempts to bunt and fouls it away. Up over the screen into the front of the press box here. Nothing and one to Hal Goldenstein. 362 is his batting average here this year. He's got 25 base hits and 83 trips to the plate. He's walked five times. He has struck out 11 times. Chase Waterman throws a hard fastball. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and two. Waterman can throw some smoke. Came on in the sixth inning of play with nobody out. Here comes the next pitch. It's swung on and missed, and he strikes out. Goldenstein goes after an outside pitch there and strikes out. That's going to be his strikeout number one in the ball game for, it's actually strikeout number two in the ball game for Waterman since he came on. And that's going to bring up Brandon Panganiba next. Panganiba had a flew out to center in the second inning of play, struck out in the fourth, but the catcher dropped the third strike. He was able to reach base safely at first base, and then came around to score a run. Reached on an error in the fifth, so he is 0 for 3. He hits that ball foul, first base side. Nothing and one to Brandon Panganiban. 206 is his batting average to start the day. So Chase Werdeman now out there for Seward. Looks like a guy can throw some smoke, and he's done that here in the last inning or so. Here comes the next pitch. Going to be up high this time. And the count goes to one ball and one strike. Hastings will need one run here to win this ball game, but nobody on the base pads right now. One man out in the bottom of the seventh. Chase Waterman again working from the stretch. Throws into the plate. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes here to Panganiban. Xander Schmidt would be next. The Seward Blue Jays 10-5 on the season, giving Hastings all they want here tonight. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away. The count remains at one ball and two strikes. Hastings 15-19 on the season after dropping one last night at GI Home Federal, 4-0. Big weekend tournament coming up for Hastings, the Mike Peterson tournament in Lincoln. One ball, two strikes. Here's the next pitch. It's hit out in front of the plate. Fielded there by Werdeman. Flips it to first base. That's going to be in time. Two up, two down here for Hastings in the seventh. Panganiban just got a little piece of that one and it sent it out to the pitcher's mound. An easy out there as Waterman flips it to the first baseman, Zach Klinke. That's going to bring up Xander Schmidt next. Schmidt is a designated hitter. Grounded out in the first inning. Had a single in the third. Reached on an error in the fourth and was hit by a pitch in the fifth inning. Xander looks for this pitch and is going to be down low. Has now one ball and no strikes. Hastings batting here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Here comes the next pitch by Waterman. Swung on and missed. One ball, one strike on Xander. If he can get aboard, we'll see Graham Schneider. He sings down at the top of the order, of their batting order. 1-1 the count with two men out. Here's the next pitch by Waterman. It's going to be inside for a ball. And it's 2-1. Waterman is throwing nothing but fastballs so far to a majority of the hitters here for Hastings. Two balls and one strike here to Xander Schmidt. Next pitch by Waterman, another fastball. It's going to be down low for a ball. It's three balls and one strike. Hastings with a couple of men out here in the inning. Chase Waterman out there strolling around in the pitcher's mound. Now he's set to go. Comes set as he works from the stretch. 3-1 pitch is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. The count is now full of three balls and two strikes on Xander Schmidt for Hastings. Xander with five base on balls so far this year, and he has struck out 16 times. Next pitch is swung on and missed, and we're heading to extra innings here tonight. As Xander Schmidt strikes out in the ballgame, the third strikeout for Werdemann in the last two innings. Hastings goes down in order in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the top of the eighth with a score. Seward 5, Hastings 5.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Well, Class B opponent Seward has come to town. They force extra innings now on Hastings 5 Points Bank. We are tied up at 5 runs apiece as we head to the top of the eighth inning. Mason Spilnick will stay out there for Hastings. He's on relief of the starter Jonas Schultz here tonight. Jimmy Steinhauer, the number 9 hitter in the batting order, comes up there first, followed by Bryce Rollins and also Drew Ten Benzel. Whether it's going to be not Rollins, he's been replaced now. It's going to be Werdemann, the pitcher who's been out there the last inning and a half or so for the Seward Blue Jays. So Mason Spelling out there for Hastings. He throws a pitch on the inside, but outside the strike zone on this left-handed hitter. One ball and no strikes. Here comes the next one. It's swung on and missed. So both pitchers out there now throwing a lot of fastballs. One ball, one strike now, and Jimmy Steinhauer. He has got one base hit in his three trips to the plate so far. That was a base hit in the second. Had a base on balls in the fourth, and he flew out to right field in inning number 5. Two balls and one strike. Here's the next one by Spilnick. A check swing foul. Third base side. And a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Seward, a team that qualified for the state tournament during the high school season this year. They were 11-6 during the spring. Qualified for the state tournament, went 1-2 down in state before being ousted down there. The record 10-5 here so far during the summer, and there's a swing and a miss, and Steinhauer goes down in the strikeout. That's going to bring up Bryce Rollins next, who's now going to be the designated hitter officially in the ball game. So he started off as the pitcher. He'll be the DH officially now the rest of the way. That's going to be strikeout number 3 in the ball game. We're spilling it. There's the ball hit to short. Fielded there by Reimer. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. They catch Rollins down there at the bag at first base. And that's going to bring up Drew Ten Benzel next. So two up, two down for Seward here in the eighth inning of play. It might be morning before we get out of here. Drew Ten Benzel comes up there next. And a single in the first came around to score. Base on balls in the second. Base on balls in the fourth. Base on balls in the sixth. He's walked 3 times. He has scored 3 runs. There's a ground ball toward Gatz at third. He's got it on the hop across the diamond. And an easy inning there for Hastings. And Mason Spilnick, as Drew Ten Benzel is thrown out on the play from third to first. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning with a score. Seward 5, Hastings 5.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
What's your bank doing for you? Golden Club customers of Five Points Bank receive many little extras which make this account great. This premium account for those 55 and over has no minimum balance requirement, earns a competitive interest rate, includes free checks, and discounted safe deposit boxes. Golden Club members are eligible for numerous group travel opportunities. These trips are very popular and a great way to travel with people you know. Stop in and visit with a personal banker and join our growing Golden Club group. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Duncan Field. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning now. This one was scheduled for seven. We're in extra innings there tonight. 5-5 is the score. Hastings will come up with Graham Schneider and also Matt Karloff and Ryan Bender here in this eighth inning of play. So Schneider comes up there first. Up there for the fifth time here. Had a single in the first inning. Came around to score. Base on balls in the third. Base on balls in the fourth. And he flew out to shortstop in the fifth inning of play. So he's officially 1-for-2 here tonight. Schneider started the day with a batting average of .257. Hastings will need a run to win the ball game here in the eighth inning. Getting some base runners. There's a ball hit right back to Werdemann on the mound. He runs it toward first, underhands it to the first baseman Klinke, and Graham Schneider is thrown out of the play. Matt Karloff comes up there next.
Number 14, Matt Karloff.
Karloff struck out in the first. He struck out in the third. Base on balls in the fourth. Reached on an error in the sixth inning of play. Officially 0-for-3 in the ball game here tonight with a walk. Karloff stumps in from the right-hand side. He was 0-for-2 last night with a walk against Grand Island. And the first pitch by Chase Werdemann is going to be outside the strike zone, a little bit high, 1-0 the count. So both pitchers cruising along here, these relievers. Not a whole lot of action offensively by either team against the opposing pitcher. There's a strike thrown in there by Werdemann. It's now 1-1. Ryan Bender will be next, and then Pat Opperman here in the eighth inning of play. Karloff from the right-hand side here, waiting on the pitch from Werdemann. It's on the way, and it's going to be fouled away in the first base side. Karloff falls behind on the count of 1-2. Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes with the win earlier tonight, 19-2 over Seward. Hastings hammering out 13 base hits in that ball game. It was stopped after 4.5 innings by the run rule. Seward got out hitting this contest 13-3. Alex Panganiban had 3 base hits for Hastings. Here comes the 1-2 pitch to Karloff. That one's going to be outside for a ball. It is now 2-2 here to Matt Karloff for Hastings. Karloff has walked only one time this year. He has struck out 16. He's got a couple of walks tonight, so he's up to 3. Had only one walk coming in here. Walked twice in this one tonight. 2-2. Here comes the next pitch by Werdemann. That's going to be outside for another ball. Has now 3-2. Jason can get Karloff on the base pads here. He's got pretty good speed. Could be the winning run here, but here comes the 3-2 pitch. That ball's hit on the ground. A chopper towards short. Trevino has got it. He goes to first base, and that's going to be in time to retire Karloff over the bag at first. So Karloff is going to ground out to the shortstop and makes a nice play in the ball there. 6-3 officially to retire Karloff over the bag at first. Ryan Bender comes up there next. Ryan Bender so far tonight with a single in the first, a single in the third, hit into a double play in the fourth, and reached on a base on balls in inning number 6. He is officially 2-for-3 from the plate tonight. His batting average to start the day was at .330. Chase Werdemann rocks and fires as the ball is going to be fouled away near the Hastings dugout on the third base side. So it's 0-1 to Ryan Bender. In the eighth inning of play here tonight, Bender with 31 base hits and 94 trips to the plate coming in here. This ball game tonight, here's the next pitch by Werdemann. It's going to be inside for a ball. And there's now 1-1. So the Hastings Five Points fans have hung around here for the conclusion of this one here at Duncan Field. 1-1 the count. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away back to the screen. And the count is 1-2. Hastings went down in order in the seventh inning of play, the bottom of the seventh. Had a chance to really maybe win this thing in the sixth. Had the bases loaded with only one man out and did not score. Had a strikeout and a man picked off on the final plate appearance there in the sixth inning. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. And the count is sitting at 2 balls and 2 strikes here to Ryan Bender. Outfield at regular depth here in the eighth inning of play. Here comes the next pitch by Chase Waterman. It's going to be fouled back over the screen, out of play. Count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes to Ryan Bender. Opperman would be next, and then Will Reimer. Hastings tries to scratch out a run here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. The next pitch by Waterman is a fastball that's going to be outside and down low. In fact, it gets away from Steinauer back to the screen. Count is now at 3 balls and 2 strikes. 3-2 to Ryan Bender. Hastings is out hit Seward tonight, 8-7. Seward's got 5 errors. Hastings with 2. There's a bouncing ball towards second, picked up there by Tim Bensel. He goes to first, and the inning is over. So Hastings again goes down in order here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the ninth with a score, Seward 5, Hastings 5.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance, also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles, good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Duncan Field, we're still tied at 5 runs apiece. Mason Spilnett comes back out for Hastings. He's going to throw his, what, sixth inning of relief. This will be his sixth right here. On the relief of Jonas Schultz here tonight. So it's 5-5, Seward and Hastings in a tussle here tonight. American Legion baseball action. Maybe more than Hastings bargained for here in Class B opponent Seward. Team that came in here with a winning record. They were 10-5, and they've given everything that Hastings wanted here in this ball game tonight. Here's Brady Trevino coming to the plate here. We're going to have 3, 4, and 5 in the batting order here for Seward. In the ninth inning of play, Mason Spilnick stays out there for Hastings. Pat Opperman behind the plate, so here we go again in the ninth inning. And the pitch is going to be inside for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes to Brady Trevino. So far tonight, he has reached on a base on balls. He's hit into a double play. He's been hit by a pitch, and he has grounded out once. Brady Trevino in the number 3 position here tonight in the batting order. The count is at 2 balls and no strikes here. Spilnick again winds and delivers. That pitch is going to be down low for a ball and out. 3-0. So 3 balls and no strikes here to Brady Trevino. He has scored 1 run in the ball game here tonight. Seward scoring 2 in the first, 2 in the 4th, and 1 in the 6th inning of play. For their offensive production here tonight, here comes the 3-0 pitch. It's going to be right down the pipe there for a strike, 3-1. Hastings scoring their run in the first inning. They had 1 in the 3rd, 2 in the 4th, and 1 in the 5th. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. It's going to be fouled away. So Spilnick battles back here and gets the count full of 3 balls and 2 strikes. And Brady Trevino, Hastings with a chance to win the ball game in the bottom of the 6th inning, or at least pulling out ahead. But some mental mistakes there at the final at bat, and they were erased off of the base pads. And out of the inning, next pitch is going to be fouled away. Hastings had the bases loaded, only one man out in the sixth. Blaine Gatz struck out, and then they doubled up a base runner on the base pads at third base. And here's a strikeout here. So after falling behind in the count, three balls and no strikes, Brady Trevino goes down swinging here in the ninth. That's the first out of this inning. That's going to bring up Jathath Hartman up there next. Strikeout number four in the ball game for Spilnick tonight. So Hartman comes up here. He's been on base all four times. He's been up there, three on base hits, one on an error. He's got a couple of RBIs. He's got a single, a double, another single. He's reached out on an error. He's also got a stolen base. Batting on number four position here tonight. He hits that ball toward the right center field. That's going to get down for a base hit, and the ball is misplayed out there by Graham Schneider. Gets away out near the light tower. Heading for second base is going to be Hartman, and he pulls up there with a double. Jathath Hartman is on base again for the Seward Blue Jays. Hits that one to right center field. Ball got away momentarily from the center fielder, Graham Schneider. But that's what Seward needs, as they got a base runner now at second base with one man out. So a base hit here for Jathath Hartman. That brings up Trevor Fosler next. He is a third baseman. He has struck out once. He has fouled out to the first baseman. He has struck out again. And he is grounded out for his plate appearances tonight. Now Seward has got the lead run down there at second base. Fosler attempts to bunt. Takes a strike here. He falls behind, nothing and one. So Hartman is on the bag at second. That represents the lead run here for the Seward Blue Jays. We're in the top half of the ninth inning. This one's scheduled for only seven tonight, but we're in extra innings tied up at five runs apiece. Spilnick looking at the runner at second base, throws one to the plate. That's going to be hit right to the first baseman. Bender goes over and touches the bag. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Hartman. So Fosler grounds out to the first baseman, Ryan Bender, for the second out of this ninth inning. And that brings up Zach Klinke next. So Klinke had a two-run single in the first inning of play, grounded out in the third, reached on an error in the fifth, and had a single in the seventh inning. The lead run is now down there at third base for Seward. As Klinke comes in there from the left-hand side to work against the right-handed throwing Mason Spilnick, line in the pitch. It's going to be down low, a little bit inside. And they got one ball and no strikes. You got to be careful now. Don't throw anything away here that Pat Opperman can't handle behind the plate. 90 feet away is the lead run, and Hartman down there at third base. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. It's going to be a little bit inside for a ball. And it's now two balls and no strikes. Seth Fitzke would be next here for the Seward Blue Jays. We're tied up at five runs apiece in the top half of the ninth inning. Looking in for the sign is Spilnick. He's got it from his catcher, Pat Opperman. Here's the next pitch. The ball gets away from the catcher. The pitch is going to be inside, coming down the line and scoring on the play is going to be Hartman. That pitch came inside, and it was not handled there by Pat Opperman, so it's going to be a wild pitch chalked up, I believe, there on the pitcher, Mason Spilnick. And coming in to score is going to be Hartman from third base, and now it's a 6-5 ball game in favor of Seward. The count here at the plate is at three balls and no strikes. Here's a pitch there. It's going to be right down the pipe on Klinke. It's now 3-1. There's two men out here in the ninth inning of play. And Seward has gone out on top of Hastings now by a score of 6-5. Scoring on a wild pitch by the pitcher Mason Spilnick. 6-5, Seward has got the lead. And now it's three balls and two strikes here at the plate. Here's the next pitch. Hit right back to the pitcher over his head, and it's going to be in the center field for a base hit. So Klinke gets aboard here. That one was right over the head of the pitcher, Mason Spilnick. Nobody could get to it as it goes trickling into the center field out there, picked up by Graham Schneider. So now Seward has got a base runner on at first base, one run in here in the ninth. And Seth Fitzke comes up there next, the left fielder. He's been hit by a pitch. He has grounded out once. He has struck out once. And he's hit into a double play once. 0-3 tonight. The base runner is on at first base. That is Klinke. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike right at the knees. A fastball by Mason Spilnick. No balls and one strike. American Legion baseball coverage tonight on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Nothing and one here to Fitzke. Here's the next pitch. Head on the ground again. A chopper towards short. Reimer has got it. Flips in the second for the force out. And the inning is over. So they catch the force out and Klinke at second base to end the inning. But Seward comes up with one run in the inning on a couple of base hits. No errors on Hastings and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth with a score, Seward 6, Hastings 5.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $60 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Duncan Field as we head to the bottom of the ninth inning here tonight. Hastings will need a run to tie and two runs to win it here this evening. We've got numbers 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order coming up here. Pat Opperman, Will Reimer, and Blaine Gatz. So Seward scoring in the top of the ninth inning on a wild pitch with one man out. Jetheth Hartman coming to the plate and scoring on the wild pitch from Mason Spilnick. And Hastings is now trailing in the ball game by a score of 6-5 here in the bottom of half of the ninth inning. Pat Opperman coming up there for Hastings. He has got a couple of base hits tonight. He fouls away this first pitch from Chase Werdeman. Werdeman has come on, and Hastings had a tough time getting to him. They went down in order in the eighth inning of play, down in order in the seventh. He had one single against him in three plate appearances in the sixth inning of play. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be hit toward right field and foul territory, giving chase, and it gets out of play. So Werdeman has thrown two and two-thirds innings of relief so far as he works here in the ninth inning of play. Pat Opperman is looking at the count of no balls and two strikes here. Here's the next pitch. A fastball is going to miss inside. And the count is at one ball and two strikes. Opperman started the day with a batting average of .279. And he's got a couple of base hits here in this ball game and four trips to the plate. Here's the next pitch. It's a foul tap here at the plate. Just gets a little piece of that one, so the count remains at one ball and two strikes. Hastings on the road this weekend playing in the Mike Peterson tournament in Lincoln. This will be a tough tournament. Hastings will open up play on Friday against Elkhorn South and Lincoln U-Stop at noon and 2:30 at Sherman Field in Lincoln. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be popped up out there in the right field over toward the foul line, and grabbing the ball out there is going to be Hartman for Seward. So Pat Opperman flies out to the right fielder, Jetheth Hartman. That brings up Will Reimer next. So after those two games on Friday at Sherman, Hastings playing Elkhorn South and Lincoln U-Stop to play again on Saturday. They'll play Papillion La Vista South at 5 o'clock and J.C. Breger, Lincoln J.C. Breger at 7:30 at Densmore Field number 1. And then depending on what happens in those four ball games, Hastings will play again on Sunday. That's in the Mike Peterson tournament coming up this weekend. Will Reimer up there now for Hastings. He takes a swing at his first pitch and misses. Nothing and one to Will Reimer in the number six position in the batting order. There's a swing and a miss, and he's behind the count of no balls and two strikes. Reimer had a couple of base hits last night against Grand Island Home Federal. He's got two hits here tonight. He's laid down a sacrifice, and he's popped one to the second baseman. Next pitch is going to be outside again. Another fastball by Chase Werdeman has thrown nothing but fastballs here against the Hastings batters since he came on in relief back there in the sixth inning of play. One ball, two strikes. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. And it is now two balls and two strikes on Will Reimer, who started the day with a batting average of 289. Hastings looking for their 16th win of the season here tonight. Next pitch is going to be hit on the ground toward third. Fielded there by Fossler. His throw over to first base is going to be in time. And Hastings down to the final out here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Blaine Gatz comes up there next. Blaine's still looking for his first base hit of the ball game here tonight. He's grounded out once. He's reached on an error. He has struck out once, and he has struck out again. He's 0 for 4 as he comes to the plate. His batting average at 269 on the season. Gatz last night was 0 for 3. So he's 0 for his last 9 as he comes up here in the ninth inning with two men out. And here's the pitch by Wardeman. It's going to be down low. One ball and no strikes. If he can get aboard, we'll see Kyle Goldenstein here for Hastings. One ball and no strikes here. The next pitch is going to be inside. Nope, he's going to catch the inside corner for a strike. One ball and one strike now to Blaine Gatz. Hastings down to their final out here. Seward scoring a run in the top half of the ninth inning. They grab a 6-5 lead. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball that's going to be outside. It has now two balls and one strike. Coming up after the ball game tonight, we'll have our player of the game and also our coach's post-game show. Before we get out of here tonight, here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be inside for another ball. So it is now three balls and one strike here to Blaine Gatz. Hastings trailing in the ball game on a score of 6-5 here tonight. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low. And a walk given up here by Werdeman. So Hastings has the tying run on the base pads in the form of Blaine Gatz with only two men out here in the inning. And that's going to bring up Goldenstein next. Now running for Gatz over at first base is going to be John Blazer. A little bit more speed in the base pads there. That's going to be the first walk of the ball game given up by Chase Werdeman since he came on in relief back there in the sixth inning. So now Kyle Goldenstein comes out there next. Goldenstein, he has walked once and he has struck out once. So now John Blazer with some additional speed down there is the pinch runner at first base. And there's a ground ball left side. That gets through there for a base hit. Into left field is picked up there by Fitzke. And now Hastings has runners at first and second base. Goldenstein gets a single to left field. Brandon Paganiban coming up there next for Hastings, the number 9 hitter in the batting order. So Hastings needing two runs to win the ball game, one to continue on. Brandon Paganiban, the number 9 hitter in the batting order, comes up there now with runners on at first and second base. He's flown out once. He has struck out. He has reached out an error, and he has grounded out. Brandon Paganiban with a season batting average of 206 comes to the plate now. Chase Werdeman working from the stretch, and here comes the pitch to the plate. It's swung on and missed. Paganiban falls behind, and no balls and one strike. Brandon has walked 6 times so far this year. He has struck out 17 times. Paganiban waiting on the next pitch here. No balls and one strike. Next one is going to be down low. The ball gets away from the catcher, and going down to second base on the play. The throw down there from the catcher, Steinhauer, was not in time as he looked toward third base. He had no play on the ball down there. They tried to catch Goldenstein down there at second base and couldn't do it. And now the head coach for Seward is going to come out here and talk with his infield. That ball got away from the catcher, Steinhauer, as the runners advanced one. They had a play on the ball at second base, but sliding in there safely for Hastings was Goldenstein. So now Paganiban has got a count here at the plate of one ball and one strike with runners on at second and third base. Hastings needs one run to continue this ball game. They need two to win it. And now the winning run is sitting down there at second base in the form of Goldenstein. Paganiban, a little contact to the outfield, and they could be starting to bust here. Brandon Paganiban, 206 is his batting average for the season. Paganiban has got 6 RBIs so far this year. He's got a couple of doubles to his credit. Paganiban waiting on the pitch. That's going to be way outside for a ball. And it is now two balls and one strike. First base is open right now There's two men out here in the ninth inning of play. Xander Schmidt is the next scheduled hitter here for Hastings. 2-1 to count. Here comes the next one. The Paganiman is hit on the ground to the left side. It's fielded there by Trevino at shortstop. His throw over to first base is going to be in time. First baseman makes a nice play on the ball out there. Zach Klinke as he hangs onto it. And the inning goes over as Paganiman will ground out to a shortstop to end this ninth inning of play. So it's Seward picking up a hard-fought 6-5 win over Hastings 5 points back here tonight in a very competitive baseball game. Hastings scores no runs in the bottom of the ninth inning on one base hit. No errors on Seward, and two men left on base. Final score is Seward 6, Hastings 5. Back with a recap after this.
5 Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at Duncan Field here tonight. The Seward Blue Jays come to town and they knock off Hastings 5 Points Bank in American Legion Baseball. Final score is 6-5. So Seward improves to 11-5 on the season. Hastings drops to 15-20 as Hastings gets ready for the Mike Peterson tournament coming up this weekend in Lincoln. Seward tonight scoring 6 runs on 9 base hits, 5 errors. They leave 10 men on base. Hastings 5 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. They leave 13 men on the base pads here tonight. Mason Spilnick going to be the losing pitcher. He is now 4-3 on the season. Throws 5 2/3 innings of relief tonight. Gives up a couple of runs. 4 strikeouts, 1 walk. He threw a wild pitch in the ninth inning that was the difference in the ball game here tonight as Jathith Hartman comes in from third base to score on the wild pitch to plate the 6th run of the ball game for Seward. Chase Werdeman is going to be the winning pitcher for the Blue Jays. He throws 4 innings of relief, gives up no runs, 2 strikeouts, a walk, and gives up 2 base hits. Bryce Rollins, the starting pitcher for Seward tonight. Jonas Schultz, the starting pitcher for Hastings, in the ball game here tonight. It was Seward scoring 2 runs in the first inning. They scored 2 in the 4th, 1 in the 6th, and 1 in the 9th inning of play. Hastings scoring 1 run in the first, 1 run in the third, 2 in the 4th, 1 in the 5th. And they fall tonight to the Seward Blue Jays by the score of 6-5. Stick around. We've got the player of the game coming up next. And in this coach's postgame show as American Legion Baseball continues on 1230 KHIS.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned. Our post-game report is up next on KHAS Radio, 1230 AM.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
The Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Check us out at hastingstribune.com.
So Seward knocks off Hastings here tonight. The final score is 6-5 in 9 innings in American Legion baseball. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHAS. Ryan Bender, Pat Opperman, Will Reimer, all with a couple of base hits for Hastings in the ball game tonight. You had Kyle Goldenstein picking up a base hit in the contest, especially in the ninth inning of play. A big base hit there as Hastings trying to come back in this ball game. Also picking up a hit, Graham Schneider and Xander Schmidt for Hastings. And then Mason Spilnick, who came on in relief and did a great job. One bad pitch by Mason, and that was the difference in the ball game. We'll come back and name our Player of the Game right after this.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams, your favorite Little League and softball teams, in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. And get the latest scores and stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online, anytime. Husker's a national sports, too. Click on Photos to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. It's easy to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
So Hastings had 9 base hits in the ball game tonight, and 6 of those occurred in numbers 4, 5, and 6 in the batting order, as you might expect. We'll name those guys as the Player of the Game, as Ryan Bender picking up a couple of singles in the ball game. Also got on the base pads with a walk in the sixth inning of play. Pat Opperman also with a couple of base hits tonight, a couple of singles. Will Reimer for the second straight night picking up 2 singles as well for Hastings 5 points Banks. We'll name Ryan Bender, Pat Opperman, Will Reimer our Players of the Game tonight, but in defeat as Seward beats Hastings tonight by a score of 6-5. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to American Legion Baseball.
The Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online, hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned. The Coach's postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $60 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
The Coach's Postgame Show is brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling of Hastings. Now, here's KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
All right, back here at Duncan Field, it was Seward tonight coming to town and knocking off Hastings, a final score of 6-5 in 9 innings, as we're joined by Hastings head coach Steve Ellingworth. And, Coach, another tough loss for us tonight. It went right down the wire in the ninth inning.
You know, we just didn't come to the ballpark with any energy. I don't know if it was a letdown from last night against Grand Island. It's on me as the coach. It's my job to make sure they come to the ballpark with energy, and just didn't have any in the dugout tonight. And so that loss is as much on me as the players.
You were concerned about that in the pregame show tonight, playing a Class B opponent tonight off of the big emotional ball game with Grand Island last night. Like I said, just not a lot of pop up and down the lineup tonight.
No, there wasn't. We just didn't execute in key situations. We let them hang in it, be in it. We should have a couple of plays, and we still win the ball game, and we didn't execute on them, and so... You know, that's on me as a coach because I it's my responsibility to get these kids focused. I didn't get that job done tonight, so we ended up losing.
Coach, in the sixth inning of play, you had a chance to maybe win this thing. You had the bases loaded, only one bad out. Blaine Gatsy, he strikes out, and then Karloff gets picked off of the bag at third base to end the inning. He had a golden opportunity and did not score there.
Yeah, that was kind of big there, too, because bases loaded and he gets picked off, and that happens. I know we have a few base running drills that'll be working on that, but it doesn't help us right now.
Hastings losing again 6-5 to the Seward Blue Jays here tonight. You threw Jonas Schultz out there, the starting pitcher tonight, his first career start for Hastings 5 points back. He hung around for a while, got into trouble early, and then kind of settled down in innings 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah, Jonah pitched fine. He was a little rocky there in that first inning, but... I thought he did a good job. Jonah's a young guy, and like I said, if Jonah wants to play two more years, he can. And so you saw youth out there, and he battled and got us in. I think he was 3 2/3, wasn't he?
Yep.
I thought that was a good start for Jonah as a starting pitcher, and I compliment him on, going out there and battling hard.
Mason Spilnick comes on. Did you want to use Mason in the ball game tonight, or was he kind of used for the weekend?
No, we didn't. We didn't want to use Mason. He was slated to pitch this weekend. I think his pitch count was about 74, 75 pitches. It's Wednesday night. He won't pitch Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Next time he could possibly pitch would be maybe Sunday, and that depends on how his arm feels and everything else. So. That's kind of hurt us, too, for the weekend because he was slated to start against one of those teams on Saturday.
Did we use Mason because Seward was kind of hanging around in the ball game?
Well, we need wins. I keep trying to impress on the players that, fair or not, the area tournament is seated on your record. And, I know that North Platte and Twin Cities, because of their location, kind of feast on a lot of Class C and B teams. Now, we obviously didn't feast on a Class B team tonight, but, we normally come in with that fourth seed because of our schedule, and then we end up playing the one seed, and that's tough. And so I try to emphasize that, it's really important that we get a winning record by this point of the season and finish strong. And we just we haven't done it. It's my fault. I'm not doing something right to get him to that position, and so it's on me that we're sitting where we are at 15 and 20.
15 and 20 as we get ready for the weekend. Talk about the ninth inning when Seward scored the winning run, and they got a guy around to third base, and then, like I said on the broadcast, funny things can happen when you got guys that are just 90 feet away.
Yeah, and, Mason threw, a wild pitch, or it was a pass ball. I didn't see it hit the dirt. I think there was a left-handed hitter up at the time, so I'm back down in the dugout because I learned my lesson about 3 years ago with left-handed hitters. I got hit in the hand with one and a line drive off a foul ball, so I didn't exactly see what it was, but, that happened, and like you say, get a guy to third and anything can happen. And, our last at bat, if that ball's hit another foot or so to – the right of the shortstop, we're probably tied and maybe better because he may throw it away.
So Hastings drops one here tonight to Seward by the score of 6-5, and now they get ready for a very tough tournament coming up this weekend. We've talked about it, the Mike Peterson tournament, and we've talked about it, a very competitive tourney, and you're gonna have a tough go this weekend.
Yeah, we are. We open up with Elkhorn South, and then we play Lincoln East, and we know Lincoln East is solid because we've played them a couple of times, and we beat them once, and they beat us. And they finished in the top 10, and Elkhorn South, I think, was pretty good in Class B this year. Then the next day it gets a lot harder. We play Papio South, which won that Legion tournament in conjunction with the College World Series. Last week they went 7-0, beat a team from Brooklyn, New York, in the championship game that a few years ago I'm told was a national champion. So we draw them, and then we end up with Lincoln Southeast. Now, we played Southeast twice, and we beat them both times. So they're going to be ready for us. And as a result of tonight, we're a little bit going to be a little bit short on pitching. So, you know, we're going to have to play really well to get a couple of wins. A couple of wins or three wins in that tournament, it would be a pretty good weekend if we play well.
Okay, good luck this weekend.
Okay, thank you.
That is Steve Lindworth, the head coach for Hastings 5 points back. Again, Hastings dropping one to Seward tonight with a score of 6-5. We get a final word right after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
So Seward comes to town and beats Hastings 5 points back tonight. Final score is 6-5. Again, the final numbers, 6 runs, 9 hits, 5 errors, 10 men left on base for Seward. Hastings, 5 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. They leave 13. Mason Spilnick, the losing pitcher, he is now 4-3 on the season. Chase Waterman, the winning pitcher for the Seward Blue Jays, the winning run scoring on a wild pitch in the top half of the ninth inning with one out, and Seward comes on to beat Hastings by the score of 6-5. Hastings 5 points back, had runners on at second and third base in the bottom of the ninth inning, but did not score. So Hastings drops another one here tonight. They're now 15-20 on the season. They'll get ready for the Mike Peterson tournament coming up this weekend. Seward improves to 11 wins and 5 losses. That'll do it from Duncan Field here tonight. For my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
The Coach's Post Game Show has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling for construction, carpentry, siding, roofing, additions, concrete, drywall, and painting. Call Bill Hamburger Remodeling at 469-8551. You've been listening to Hastings 5 Points Bank Baseball, an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.